This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The buses will be rolling through Iowa. A week before Republicans caucus, three candidates are going on tour trying to overcome Ron Paul and Mitt Romney's lead in the polls. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Des Moines.
Yeah, Dave, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, and Newt Gingrich all hit the road around the Hawkeye State today with bus tours. Rick Santorum also has several events on his plate, as he remains confident his organization will come through.
As I've said from the very beginning, we're going to surprise a lot of people with how well we do on caucus night.
But the best organized campaign here belongs to the newest frontrunner, Ron Paul. He's now in a statistical dead heat with Mitt Romney. Romney also begins his own Iowa bus tour tomorrow, Dave.
Rich, a 9-year-old Indiana girl who disappeared on Friday, found dead yesterday.
Our main goal was to bring her home. Fortunately, we didn't want it to happen this way, but
that's Allen County Sheriff's Corporal Jeremy Tinkle. Aliana Lemon's neighbor, who was babysitting her at the time, will be charged with murder today. An al-Qaeda group has claimed responsibility for last week's coordinated wave of bombings across Baghdad that killed 69 people. An Iraqi military official says the goal is to try to fan the flames of Sunni versus Shiite fighting. An American who was a Marine, now reportedly on trial in Iran, an accused spy. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
That's right, Dave. An Iranian news agency saying Amir Mirzai Hikmati, 29 years old and born in Arizona, is on trial for espionage for trying to infiltrate Iran's intelligence service. It says he worked in U.S. Army intelligence, where one of its spies first identified him. Hikmati's family says he joined the U.S. Marines as a translator, and it says video of him on Iran television apparently describing a spy mission is a false confession extracted under duress. Dave?
Alistair, we did more Christmas shopping this year, but apparently we weren't doing a lot of it at Sears or Kmart. So the company that owns both chains says it'll close between 100 and 120 Sears and Kmart stores, citing declining sales. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. Could you use a few extra dollars in your pocket during the holidays? Well, Quicken Loans can help make that happen, and fast. In fact, we close the majority of our loans in 30 days or less. Right now's a perfect time to give us a call. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. Experience our personal service. It's simply amazing. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
If you've got data service in Oshkosh, then you've got us on your smartphone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
How do you start your day? Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Start your day at American Lube Center at 2510 South Texas Avenue in Bryan and get your free cup of coffee and a free travel mug with oil change. At American Lube Center, we specialize in fast, friendly service, and your car maintenance is our priority. American Lube Centers, 2510 South Texas. Great service, great products, and a free travel mug. Limited quantities. Hurry! 779-2886. Keep your mug and get $5 off each oil change at any location.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 39 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today of about 60. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news brought to you by Just Brakes. At Just Brakes, they really do care. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. This month's business of the Bryan School Board included updating the district's policy on reducing employees. Board President Maritza Hoffman says that was about complying with changes in state law and nothing more.
We as a board have said a reduction in force will be the very last thing we would ever do. We are not going to do that. We will look at other cost-saving measures before we decide to. Because, you know, we believe as a board that making our classes bigger is not in the best interest of our students.
Through January 15th, the Bryan ISD website has a survey about budget priorities as officials look to reduce spending by another $3 million. The last Bryan City Council meeting of the year included approval of annual reports for five tax increment financing zones. While there was unanimous approval of this year's activity involving tax breaks and other incentives, Councilman Mike Sutherland questioned the accounting of Bryan water customers paying for 500,000 gallons a day going to Traditions Golf Course.
When we give them 500,000 gallons of water a day, that's 435,000 a year.
That's a requirement per the contract that we signed initially.
But where does it go? It's not on these books here. Somebody's got to pay for it.
Right.
Okay?
I don't think it's included in the report as something that the tourists paid for.
I know they don't pay for it because it's in the contract for them not to pay for it, but the citizens pay for it. We pay for it.
Sutherland also wants to start discussion on how millions of dollars of additional debt service will be paid for in the future by the city. Council agreed to include that as part of discussion planned next month on economic development activity in Bryan. Be careful before investing any amount of money. As a reminder, coming out of a recent criminal case in Brazos County, Assistant District Attorney Jessica Eskew says part of this particular scam involved victims being told not to say anything.
He told our investors that they shouldn't talk about it because the homeowners association around Lake Travis would block it. And just basically convince them to invest money in him, sort of a remodeling jobs.
Eskew's advice is to ask a lot of questions.
You can check with the Better Business Bureau. You can check with the companies they say they're associated with. But to thoroughly investigate before handing over large sums of money to anyone.
The Brazos County criminal case involved two victims being taken for a combined total of $75,000. The defendant was convicted and sent to prison. On a weekly basis, Brazos County commissioners continue to consider reimposing a burn ban, but nothing is on this week's agenda for restricting fireworks, which was in place for the 4th of July. Still, William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department can't stress enough the permanent fireworks ban inside city limits.
I want everybody to please remember that fireworks are always, always, always illegal in the city of Bryan and College Station by fire code.
Bouse says the fireworks ban inside the cities includes possession along with discharge. The family of seven killed in a murder-suicide in Grapevine is being described as loving and close.
Police think the father was dressed as Santa and was the gunman who killed six people but himself. Terry Baum was a neighbor when the family lived in Colleyville.
It's just impossible for my brain to understand.
She said whenever she spoke with the parents, they always spoke well of their kids.
They were just really good parents. Their lives revolved around what was best for their kids.
18-year-old Allison Baum went to Colleyville Heritage High School with a teenage victim. She says the dad was friendly.
Every time he was outside, we waved to him. He waved to us. He's always smiling.
But she said the family faced some issues, including financial problems.
That was one of the issues. I don't know. There was lots of issues. It's just more than what we all know.
The father was living in their foreclosed home. Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
And Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III is getting help in dealing with his new fame. The Baylor quarterback confirmed Monday he's sometimes shadowed by security since being honored earlier this month as the nation's best player. Griffin says he understands that, quote, people are going to want a piece of you when you're doing great things, end quote. A Baylor spokesman later clarified the school isn't paying for private bodyguards. He says instead an athletic department employee follows Griffin in public to minimize demands for autographs and pictures. A spokesman says the only time he recalled police escorting Griffin was at a home basketball game. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 38 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. This look at news is brought to you by Just Breaks. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley. If you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. Voted best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, an indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers four locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're going to feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com for more information.
Our weather is not looking too bad at all for the next several days. Looks like sunshine and eventually some mild temperatures by Thursday. In the meantime, through today, we're mostly sunny and around 60 this afternoon. Upper 30s with clear skies during tonight. 57 to 62 degrees on Wednesday and still mainly sunny. For tomorrow night, clear and mostly back in the 40s. And it's milder on Thursday, mid to upper 60s under mostly sunny skies. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High school basketball gets started up again after the holidays today. The A&M and the Bryan boys are both going to Austin to play in a tournament. The girls will start hosting the Brazos Valley McDonald's tournament here in town. That'll be starting tomorrow. We'll talk some football as Drew Brees and the Saints win yesterday. And Missouri gets the Big 12, their first bowl win yesterday. All that and more coming up in sports.
So did y'all watch? Chase, you get a little nose thing there, buddy?
Yeah, I got a little allergy thing.
All right,
so.
There you go. That's it. So, so did y'all watch any of that riveting ball game?
I almost texted you, as a matter of fact.
When?
Well, just when I remembered that it was on, and I think I watched about that much of it.
Yeah.
And saw that the ESPN eye candy on the sidelines was wearing a heavy raincoat as she interviewed Henry Josie, the tailback for Missouri, because he was out with an injury. I believe cold slanting rain would be perhaps the most apt description.
Yeah, it's good Josie wasn't playing, or it'd been 148-13. Wow.
Yeah, did it start raining again there?
Yeah, when I saw it was raining.
Oh, it was, because it had stopped before the game. Now, but yeah, I watched the first two touchdowns. Looks like it's going to be a good game, and then Missouri kind of romped and stomped.
Yeah. Now, who was the play-by-play guy?
I've forgotten.
We said it yesterday.
Yeah. Somebody I didn't even recognize.
But he was promoting a future game, and he talked about the Northrop Grumman Bowl, which was coming up.
That's in Fort Worth.
Isn't yeah, it? I'm sure that Northrop Grumman was pretty happy that their name got.
Oh, he said Grumman.
He said Grumman.
Oh, okay. Grumman.
I thought you were mispronouncing it.
No.
Yeah. No, Northrop Grumman, they're sponsoring the military bowl.
That's it.
The Air Force in Toledo.
Once again,
at RFK.
Wrong.
There you go.
Bell Helicopter Armed Forces.
Yeah, Fort Worth.
They ain't paying to get their name mispronounced.
No. And they have been around a while.
They really have.
I think they made some like World War II, airplanes and stuff.
And maybe before even.
But yeah.
But I mean, and again, you didn't mention the bowl games we have tonight. And, I mean, there are big events that are going on. I mean, because it's the Belk Bowl, right?
Ooh. The Belk Bowl, yeah.
It's the
Belk Bowl in Charlotte.
Exactly.
In Charlotte.
Now, you know, this is what we've already missed. We missed the coach's reception.
At the Belk Bowl?
Right, which took place Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Coaches and their families were welcomed to the Charlotte area with a small reception.
Oh, was it was at a suburban courtyard by Marriott.
I'm not sure, but it says here at one of Charlotte's most prestigious clubs, which means they got a guy on the board of the Belk Bowl so that they could use his membership to go to the swanky club.
Yeah, this will be a North Carolina State in Louisville.
Of course it will.
Louisville.
So, and it's being played in Charlotte. So, as
in
you can
Charlotte.
See, travel expenses will not be one of the main problems.
That's true.
Then, of course,
North Carolina State's just going to carpool in.
Yeah. They got 15 passenger vans coming in. Players shopping event, which took place, too.
Oh, they got some free money to go?
I don't know about
that. Well, I noticed that I had been to one of the websites that detailed what all of the players get.
Oh, yeah.
And Belk, if you're not familiar, used to be Belk Jones.
Yeah.
And it's a department store chain.
Perfect.
And you don't see many of those in this part of the country.
You don't.
But there is one in Paris, Texas.
Is there really?
Oh, yes. I've purchased many clothes. In fact, I got a Christmas present this year that came from a Belk store.
No kidding.
That's awesome. So what did they get? Gift cards?
They get, and it's like $500, I think, or something like that. So
now and then Friday, of course, they had the Charlotte Motor Speedway outing with the Richard Petty driving experience.
Hey, that's been here.
It
that was in the mall
here.
Parking lot.
Yeah, you don't have to leave for that. Yeah,
that's right.
And then of course, yesterday was the media day at Fuel Pizza. Now I'm just saying,
really,
I'm just saying that what? When you go to Dallas, you go to what? Lowry's Beef Bowl, right?
Right, uh-huh. Yeah.
Here they go to Fuel Pizza.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, only one trip through.
That's right, But it's all-you-can-eat salad bar.
Yeah. Hey, but they ran out of Canadian bacon and pineapple just before I got there.
Oh, my.
And all the soft drinks you can drink.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, man, quit Bogarting the croutons.
Yeah. We need some more ranch.
Yeah.
They're going through it. Info.
Mason.
And there aren't any saltine crackers down here at the end.
That's right.
Yeah.
They even ate all those Greek peppers that nobody touches.
Well, but when they run out of garbanzo beans, we'll know that we've really hit the bad time.
And once again, why is there pudding in the salad bar?
If Fido and Fluffy could talk, they'd say, "Come take me home for the holidays." And you can do that for free at the Bryan Animal Center's Home for the Holidays event, where all adoptions are free through the end of the year. We have dogs and cats of all ages and sizes ready to be invited into a good home. So come find your new best friend at 2207 Finfeather and Bryan, or check them out online at bryananimalcenter.com. For more information, call our friendly staff at 209-5260.
Okay, I don't know if I'm being Conan the Grammarian here.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, a line in that says you can do that for free.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you just say you can do that free of charge?
Yeah. Yes.
But you don't do it for free.
No, you're right. But a lot of people say for free.
All right.
You know, but it's wrong.
Enough of that. 619.
It's the 27th of December, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. A guitarist, Scotty Moore. He was with
We're at work?
He was with Elvis Presley's band.
Okay.
He's 80 years old today. John Amos, the actor, he did Roots, right? And
he's James Evans in Good Times.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. He was also in the Men in Trees and the West Wing. 72 years old. Excuse me. Actress Charmaine Carr, she played the oldest daughter, Liesl, in The Sound of Music. She's 69 years old today. And Cokie. Yeah.
Yeah. You remember her. Music.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
What, you never saw The Sound of Music?
No, I never did.
Oh, come on, Scott. I never saw The Sound of Music.
No, I never did. I didn't. No. What do you want me to say?
Well, no.
I know the songs.
I haven't seen it either.
I'm the only one here that's ever seen The Sound of Music.
Yeah, you know, when it used to come on network television, it showed Julie Andrews twirling around in the hills. Yeah. That was all I needed to see to know I wasn't interested.
It was on just the other day, as a matter of fact.
Well, and once again, I missed it.
Yeah.
On purpose, I might add.
Yeah, me too.
There you go.
I didn't say it was a bad movie. Did I say it was a bad movie?
No, I mean, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, allegedly. But that's not what some people tell us.
Yeah, but that's all rumor to you guys. Yeah,
right.
Well, once again, the definition of classic is that not subjective.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I could say that Animal House is a classic.
It is. Well, and you'd be right.
Yeah.
It depends on who you ask. If you ask my wife, she'll get up and walk out of the room.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So just saying that. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Cokie Roberts, I think I said her, 68 years old today. Singer Tracy Nelson turns 67 years old. Actor Gerard Depardieu. I just like to say Depardieu is 63 years old.
That's not the same Tracy Nelson that's Rick Nelson's daughter that's 67, is it? It can't be. She's not that old.
No, probably not. No, that's probably not. No.
Yeah, probably not.
Who that would be.
Yeah, okay. Actor Ian Gomez from The Drew Carey Show is 47 years old today. Mm-hmm. And from Hawaii Five-0, Masioka, the actor, turns 37. And, from Lost, Emily DeRaven. She played the good-looking blonde. It's 30 years old today. And Bill Goldberg, the wrestler, is he still alive?
Oh, Goldberg?
Yeah, Goldberg.
Oh,
yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he's 45.
Yeah, he's still around.
Yeah,
I don't think he's wrestling anymore, but he's still around.
45 years old. Cole Hamels, the left-handed baseball pitcher, won the MVP with the Phillies in 2008, is 28 years old. And that's all I got.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Arthur Kent.
Oh, the Scud Stud.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
There
and so, of course, I was looking him up to see.
What's he doing now?
What is he doing now?
Like I saw him not long. He works for some cable channel that
network
you've
never heard of.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Canadian dude. That's why he may not be hanging around here. And Eva LaRue, do we know who that is? So it says here from CSI Miami.
Okay.
Ow! Anyway. Yeah.
I know who she is.
Oh,
she used to be on All My Children.
Oh!
Yeah.
Waking up on the right side.
Chase.
This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, going back to this comment by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, by any objective measure, unemployment has gotten worse under Obama. 62% of Americans believe that the stimulus created more debt. That doesn't stop the Democrats. They'll just make it up. This is how desperate they are.
Unemployment has gone up precipitously since he took office.
That is simply not true.
Yes.
In fact, unemployment has now dropped below 9%. It's continuing to drop. What's happened since President Obama took office?
Is unemployment higher than when he took office?
Unemployment is nearing right around where it was when President Obama took office, and it's dropping.
Okay.
You just said that it's been increasing, and that's not true.
Smear Republicans and just outright lie and say something is not true. Amazing, amazing campaign strategy.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley!
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
No happy new year here. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Dan Loney. The companies amongst Illinois-based Sears Holdings, Sears and Kmart, are still struggling, so much so that the company announced it's closing 100 to 120 locations of the pair across the country this coming year, which they say will reduce fixed costs between $100 and $200 million. Wall Street may be ending 2011 on a good note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 3.6% last week and currently sits at 12,294, a five-month high. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 also posted solid weeks, with the S&P now on the plus side for the year. And the shortened trading week begins with Wall Street futures right now trading almost flat. And many athletic apparel stores are recovering from the release of the new Air Jordan basketball shoe on Friday. The latest Nike brand caused fights, vandalism, and arrests across the country. In Seattle, police had to use pepper spray to break up fights over the $180 a pair sneakers. I'm Dan Loney with the Dow Jones Money Report.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Guy will meet or beat any local competitor's price. The Pool Guy is proud to be the authorized Regal chemical dealer. That means you get the highest quality chemicals available at the lowest price available. With a full inventory, the Pool Guy gives you fast free delivery in BCS and unbeatable service. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Hey, good morning. It's 626, and let's have a look at our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver. 775-2929-7752-WAY. Warming trend as we move through the week. 59 with sunshiny skies today. North winds at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. 37 tonight. Up to 62 on Wednesday, 64 on Thursday, 68 on Friday, and 71. Near ideal temperatures here toward the end of the week. 71 will be on Saturday. Right now, winds are from the northwest at 7, 86% relative humidity, chill factor of 32, fair skies, and it's 38 out there.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
If you don't really believe deep down inside that you deserve something, it's almost impossible for you to get it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
I'm a teacher, and my kids keep me going all day. My feet needed help. I was using a gel insole when I heard about the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle Insole.
Only the 2-ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The 2-ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
The lightweight 2-ounce Miracle insoles really help my feet.
Try the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insole, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
Do you ever sabotage your own success?
The issue is that you set a goal, and then you shoot yourself in the foot, and you make sure you don't achieve it. And it all has to do, Mike, with deserve level.
Pat Pearson, author of the book Stop Self-Sabotage.
What we believe we deserve in our career, in our relationships, in our finances, that's what we make happen. So if we don't believe we deserve it, we won't let it happen.
And we pretty much all do this.
My example about me and exercise, I say I'm going to do it, but then I don't go. I settle for less. Another one is resignation. You know, if Oprah can't do it, she can't diet, I certainly can't. So I give up before I even try.
Another self-sabotage technique is what Pat calls fatal flaw.
It's a personality characteristic that snatches defeat from the jaws of victory. You can be almost to a successful position, and you have a procrastination issue, so you never finish anything. Or you have a perfectionistic issue, and it has to be perfect before it's done.
Being aware you're doing this is a huge first step, and Pat also says it's important to change the way you talk to yourself.
These messages that we say, you know, like there's no good men left, or all of us Smiths die poor, we have these messages rocking around in our heads, so you got to change those.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 38 degrees right now at the studios. Are on our way to a high today of about 60. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. As Bryan school officials look to cut an additional $3 million from the budget, laying off employees is off the table. So says Board President Maritza Hoffman after trustees amended the district's reduction in force policy to meet changes in state law.
How you can do your reduction in forces, and so we have to comply even though we know we don't plan on doing any kind of drastic measure like that.
District taxpayers and parents are also invited to participate in an online survey about spending priorities. The survey is on the BryanISD.org website through January 15th. Traditions Golf Course is part of a tax increment financing zone in the city of Bryan that receives 500,000 gallons of water a day at no charge. City Councilman Mike Sutherland at the last council meeting of the year called on staff to account for the impact of the annual expense of $435,000.
The citizens pay for it. Somebody's got to pay for it.
The wastewater department and water department pay to deliver that water to Traditions per the contract.
So that's absorbed from the cost of operations.
For the water and sewer ratepayers.
So that needs to be shown on here some way. And coupled with the fact that we charge our people that pay on the Muni course for their water, but we don't charge the people that pay at Traditions for their water. So, you know, that's another issue for me.
Facing a year-end state deadline, the council unanimously approved annual reports for five financing zones, but a review of TERS activity will be part of an economic development workshop the council plans for early next year. A local man recently sent to jail for scamming two victims in a real estate deal for a combined $75,000, wrapped up a case reported several years ago. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Jessica Eskew says the time spent on white-collar crime is due to the paperwork that can be in the hundreds of thousands of pages.
They require a subpoena and documents from banks ending up, you know, finding out if they have to legally comply with the subpoenas. Then when they realize they do, they have to send the information to us, and then we have to go through the documents.
Eskew says if something sounds too good to be true, chances are it's a scam.
Just ask a lot of questions when investing in companies or investment opportunities, and make sure they thoroughly vet it before handing over any large sums of money to any individual.
Eskew says another red flag is when victims are told not to tell anyone about the offer. Following a partial ban on fireworks last July 4th, Brazos County commissioners have not considered that for the upcoming New Year's weekend. While that's not on Tuesday's County Commission agenda, William Bouse of the Fire Department, of the Bryan Fire Department, I should say, says it's still illegal and has been for a long time inside city limits.
And that is use or possession in the city limits of Bryan and College Station, so please don't bring any fireworks into the city, and don't be using any fireworks in the city on New Year's Eve.
County commissioners continue to place on their weekly agenda consideration of reinstituting an outdoor burn ban in unincorporated areas. The Iowa caucuses are a week from today, and all the candidates who value Iowa are gearing up for seven very busy days.
The only candidate in the Hawkeye State Monday started with a bang. Rick Santorum went pheasant hunting just outside Des Moines and was a proud parent when his son John took the first shot in his first hunt.
And so we go out, first bird up, boom, knocks it right out of the air.
Santorum has several events in several Iowa cities today along what are becoming very crowded highways. Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, and Mitt Romney are all starting bus tours today. Romney's three-day travels evidence that he is indeed taking Iowa seriously. In Des Moines, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Investigators in North Texas are trying to piece together a family history after a man dressed in a Santa Claus suit apparently shot six relatives in a Grapevine apartment before turning the gun on himself Christmas Day. Police say the identities of the victims would likely be released today. Grapevine police say the shooter showed up in the costume shortly before gunfire erupted inside the apartment and that the family appeared to have been opening Christmas presents. Police responding to a 911 call found four females and three males dead and two handguns nearby. Sergeant Robert Eberling says police responding to a 911 call found the bodies of found those two handguns.
No one came to the door, so we made forceful entry inside the apartment, and that's when we discovered seven victims inside the apartment.
Eberling says the apartment was leased to a woman and her two children. The father apparently lived in their foreclosed home in nearby Colleyville. And leading economists say they don't expect much change next year in the 8.6% unemployment rate, even though the economy should grow faster in 2012. The three dozen private, corporate, and academic economists surveyed by the Associated Press also say growth in the U.S. could be buffeted by debt crisis upheavals in Europe or some other shock. The AP economists expect the unemployment rate to be stuck at a recession level 8.4% when voters go to the polls in November. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 38 degrees right now. This look at news will be followed by your Brazos Valley weather forecast. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a three-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Messinahoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the 4-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messinahoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale or celebrate with your friends at the Messinahoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to Messinahoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messinahoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to Messinahoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
6:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
For today, our skies will be mostly sunny. We'll find temperatures during this afternoon around 60. Tonight, it's clear and around 35 to 40. Now, tomorrow, similar weather, mostly sunny skies and temperatures upper 50s to low 60s. It'll be clear during Wednesday night, not as chilly, down between 40 and 45. And it should become milder on Thursday under mostly sunny skies then, high temperature of 63 to 68 degrees. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie football team reports to Houston today to start preparation there for the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas, which will be Saturday morning, kicking off a little bit after 11 o'clock. We'll hear from Ryan Tannehill this morning and Trent Hunter also. We'll talk about the NFL Monday night game last night. Drew Brees set an NFL single season record for passing yards. We got that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that he didn't fit into the offensive plan of any number of schools.
Yeah, that's true.
Since he just kind of went to school down the road, so
right.
to speak.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did. Yeah. He did. And, yeah. Yeah,
but again, he didn't fit into the offensive scheme.
No, but Purdue liked him. You
yeah,
know.
They, yeah, they said, well, we'll
give
go
you
ahead.
A try.
Yeah, we'll take a flyer on him and see how that works. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But he's done a lot.
Yeah,
since he
would have liked to come to Texas A&M. His parents were Aggies. But it just didn't work.
His
grandparents live in Robertson County.
That's true. Yeah, so, I've visited with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
So let's see here.
You okay?
President's job approval rating is up.
Yeah, I know. Boy, he just.
Yeah, you know why?
Popular Obama.
Tell me.
He hasn't been very visible lately, has he?
You notice that? Well, if he's not up there, they don't get angry about him.
Well, since he's been in Hawaii.
Maybe he needs to just stay in Hawaii.
Yeah, maybe so.
Gallup poll finds 47% of U.S. Americans now approve of his job performance. That's because he's not doing anything. and a 5% boost from the Gallup survey that took place was 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, the number of U.S. Americans who disapprove of his job performance has gone down to 45%. That's a drop of 5 points. Of course, a month from now, who knows, but at least that's what we have
now. Oh, he's got plenty of time to screw up.
Sure he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. How are we any different? Yeah.
That's right.
So the new poll from the Boston Globe and the University of New Hampshire shows that Nudie Poo will...
Wildcats.
Yeah. The Bobcats?
Wildcats.
Wildcats, uh-huh. Okay. Will be slipping as the Minster, apparently building up quite a lead in New Hampshire right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works. I mean, he had a 15-point lead in December. Man, it's down to 3 points now. So
yeah,
see how that works.
And things
out.
Are getting tight in Iowa too, aren't they? I mean,
oh, I guess
because Nudie Poo's supposed to win that going away. But
well, you know who's going to win it
is Ron Paul.
Yeah, and you know the Bronstad, who's the governor up there, says pay no attention to who wins. We need to concentrate on who finishes second. Really? Finish second? Okay, we're number two. And the reason is because it's a caucus. It's not. Where you go in and take 15 minutes out of your life and go vote.
Right.
Or at the very most, 30 minutes out of your life.
That's right. If the weather's good, you might go.
Yeah. They go into people's houses, you know, and they sit around and they eat cookies and drink cider and chat a little bit, and then they knit some and talk some more and turn the television off. And, I mean, it ends up being...
How's the corn looking this year?
Yeah, I mean, it ends up being, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're watching CNN say, those people waiting for us to vote on something.
Yeah, that's right.
They?
Yeah. And so, you know, they bring the Ron Paul folks in, and they come in, and they nap, and they wake them up and tell them it's time to vote. And so they do, and, you know.
And they bring Ron Paul in. He naps, wakes him up.
I mean, well, he's no more Republican than the man in the moon, but, you know, that's
now,
fine.
How do you know about the politics of the man
well,
in the moon?
Well, that's true, yeah. The thing is,
very
his...
broad brush.
Yes, his... By the way, speaking of broad brush, flipping around on Christmas Day... And there was Bob Ross. Just dab some paint right here.
Get out of here.
I'm going
to put a happy tree right here.
Yeah. You can get that. And, you know, the brush strokes are just awesome. Anyway, yeah, he's dead, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
okay.
Has been for a while.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He and L. Ron Hubbard.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. But we still auction his paint every year.
Both have very strong devotees who remain here.
I was going to say, you know, there's not a cult too much about Bob Ross, but then again, give it time.
That's true. Yeah. Anyway, so, but the deal is, you know, Ron Paul's going to get votes from a lot of people who aren't Republicans. And they're, much like, I guess, the Democrat Party as a whole, you can find a whole lot of people who would vote for Ron Paul who wouldn't agree on a lot of other things other than they would vote for Ron Paul because that's just how libertarians are. Well, you know, you listen to Bortz. You know how Bortz feels about libertarians in general, even though he's not a real a real fan of Ron Paul. I was reading a story this morning about a fellow named James Richard Perry. Do you know who he is?
I believe I've heard of him.
Yeah, he'd be the...
J.R. Perry?
Be the 47th governor of a large state in America. Story in the Texas Tribune tells us that Rick was... near the height of his popularity when he barnstormed California in September to raise money for his presidential bid and to participate in his first nationally televised debate, his state-provided security guards were flying pretty high, too, spending more than $32,000 in our money for travel and lodging in San Francisco, $4,400 to dine near the Ronald Reagan Library, and another $6,400 for plane tickets to San Diego. In the ensuing weeks, Perry would see his political fortunes plummet, falling to as low as 6%. But the bills for the omnipresent security detail continued, costing taxpayers as much as, you boys sitting down, $400,000 a month.
That's almost as much as his rent.
Yes. We pay for that, folks. We pay for that.
Right
that is
here
the
in
Texas.
Texas.
As the Texas Department of Public Safety pays for his security. So... And again, if he were racing to the top of the polls, that might be something. But, we're just starting to find out about that. If you want to dig in deep, it's a story that was published, I think, last week. It was published Sunday, as a matter of fact. How much money we are spending for the security of Mr. Perry as he runs for the Republican nomination, which, of course, is just within his reach.
just right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's about it. Yeah. We get to that point where all the politicians kind of lay low right about now. Make sure that
that's
we don't
true.
Get angry with them during the holiday season.
Santorum got himself a couple of shots off yesterday, I guess.
Well, you know.
We heard the audio on that.
His son shot a bird.
Yeah.
So
his son shot the bird.
Yeah. His son shot a bird his first time out hunting, so we need to elect him president. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I'd say that's logical as far as I'm concerned. So, anyway, I think that's
about all we got going.
Yeah, there's no more debates between now and Iowa, right?
That's good news, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's been. Anything else going on?
No, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Nah. You want to talk about the other bowl game?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the other bowl game is. What is the other bowl
game? You had the Belk Bowl. And
you got
the
Belk Bowl.
Oh, the Caesar Bowl. It's
the
Caesar Pizza Bowl.
Yeah, we talked about
that's
that
right.
yesterday. The Western
because it's Purdue and Western Michigan.
And Western Michigan.
And where are they playing that?
Ford Field in Detroit.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. What's that?
It's Drew Brees' alma mater.
What's the name of that company?
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
Okay, Little
Caesars
Pizza.
Used to be the Motor City Bowl.
Yeah, and then they started moving all the car companies out of there to other parts of the country, and they said, well, we can't call it that anymore, so let's just get Little Caesars to give us some money, and so they did.
That's right, or some free pizza or something, you know.
It says here it'll be broadcast live on ESPN. I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
About four of the 35 bowl games are on ESPN.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. So it's 9 hours and 44 minutes to tip off.
Kickoff.
And let me see. I was hoping that we could see what their activities had been, much as we saw before. But
nothing today. It's game day. Got the game face on.
Well, that's it. Fan Central, they do have a Facebook page there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So people getting really excited. And then there's that guy who's the goofy mascot for Little Caesars, and he's in all the pictures. And so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, there's a general manager of that bowl that's been working tirelessly all year long.
You think so?
Oh, sure.
You know, dodging bullets, so to speak.
That's all he has to do.
Yeah. Figuratively and literally in Detroit. Yeah.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You want to take advantage of late winter warm spells to get your new flower and ground cover beds ready for the springtime. Spending extra time now in midwinter or into the late winter will pay big dividends by the time it really gets hot. It's all part of our campaign toward successful, frustration-free Texas gardening. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when you need to do everything in your landscape and garden. More than 12,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It will keep you right on track of doing the right things at the right times. Save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine features Texas five gardening authorities writing about landscapes and gardens in Texas. You're part of Texas. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America. You're going to save one-third on the calendar. You get the calendar, the full year of the magazine, and all that information, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny for just $38.95 plus $3 postage. But you need to call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If you're talking about beds around your home, you want to start with attractive bed layouts. Long, sweeping curves are usually most natural looking. Use a supple garden hose to create an attractive configuration. You want to stub some type of durable edging into place temporarily and then work the soil inside the bed. If you have existing Bermuda turf in the new bed, you'll need to remove it manually this time of year. You can wait and spray it with a glyphosate, like Roundup or one of its clones, the original Roundup, but you'll have to wait until April to do that. The glyphosates do not contaminate the soil, but they have to go on to actively growing tissue, and you probably want to get the beds ready before then. This is a good time to remind you that raised beds ensure perfect drainage. We do have rainy spells occasionally in Texas, and when that happens, it's a good idea to be up 4 or 5 inches above the surrounding grade. Again, that really depends on your native soil and where you live in our great state. If you need to bring in additional topsoil to create your raised bed, do so at this point. Be sure, however, that it contains no nutsedge or other weeds, especially if you've just been spraying to kill the weeds that you do have. Now, you want to save the most heroic soil preparation for the small plants that will be near the fronts of the beds. Small plants have comparatively small root systems. Large plants are just the opposite, and to prepare soil for their eventual root mass would be prohibitive. So with the large plants, you want to do what you can, but basically start with plants that are going to grow well in your area. That's true for trees and even large shrubs. And remember that organic matter improves any soil. It improves clay soils, whether it's Canadian sphagnum peat moss, rotted manure, compost, shredded pine bark mulch, or best of all, a mix of all the different types. Organic matter will loosen tight clay soils. It also helps sands hold water and nutrients better. Research from Texas A&M also shows that inclusion of expanded shale, that's a type of granulated clay product that's been fired, expanded shale can help greatly with root growth. If you intend to install sprinklers in the bed, do so before you start planting. It's so much easier than it will be later. Use low spray heads that won't take away the natural contours of the bed and install them so that each head will spray to the centers of all those that surround it. Plant spacings will vary depending on the types of plants that you choose, but this is a good time to get the beds ready so when spring arrives, you'll be all set. I'm Neil Sperry, Winter Care of Flowering Shrubs in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
It's Tuesday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville at 651. Your first look at sports is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Saturday will be Ryan Tannehill's final game as an Aggie football player, but as an Aggie football fan, he's looking forward to seeing what his understudies will do for the future of this team as they go into the SEC.
They're great guys. You know, from top to bottom, really good quarterbacks. They all bring a little bit something different to the table, but they love playing. They love playing the position, and they're getting better each day. You know, I can see it as the season progressed, just how those guys got better. And it's exciting to see, and it will be exciting to see in the future. Which one of those guys wins the battle and comes out on top.
Jameel Showers, Johnny Manziel, Luke Jokel, all listed as freshmen behind Tannehill. We'll be seeing them a lot next year. The Aggies report today to Houston, and they and Northwestern will kick off in the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas a little after 11 o'clock Saturday, a game you'll be able to hear right here on 1620 AM, starting with our pregame Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. The first of 16 bowl games this week was last night, and the Big 12 wins the first of 8 bowl games that they'll play in. Missouri beat North Carolina 41-24 as James Franklin ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for 1. It's the first time since 1965 that Missouri has ended a season with 4 straight wins. Missouri will, of course, join the SEC next year along with A&M. North Carolina will be coached now by College Station native Larry Fedora. There are 2 bowl games today. The Little Caesars Bowl in Detroit has Purdue, a 3-point favorite over Western Michigan. And then tonight, the Belk Bowl in Charlotte has North Carolina State, a 1-point pick over Louisville. Tomorrow, the Military Bowl in Washington, D.C. has Air Force meeting Toledo. And the Holiday Bowl in San Diego, Texas, taking on Cal. Other Big 12 members still to play are Baylor versus Washington. That'll be Thursday in the Alamo Bowl. Iowa State meets Rutgers Friday in the Pinstripe Bowl. Oklahoma versus Iowa Friday in the Inside Bowl. Of course, A&M and Northwestern in the Texas Bowl Saturday. Oklahoma State meets Stanford next Monday in the Fiesta Bowl. And Kansas State and Arkansas January the 4th in the Cotton. High school basketball gets going again today. A&M Consolidated and the Bryan boys both in the Austin-Westlake tournament. Tomorrow, Bryan Consol and the Rutter girls will start hosting the Brazos Valley McDonald's tournament. The new college basketball rankings still have Syracuse at the top, while the Aggies still managed to receive three votes in the top 25 despite their loss to Rice last week. The Aggies' Big 12 opening opponent, the Baylor Bears, are ranked sixth in the nation with their 12-0 record. They'll be playing at Waco next Monday. Before that, A&M will host Arkansas Tech Thursday night. From the Big 12, Missouri is ranked eighth and Kansas 17th. On the women's side, Baylor still a unanimous number one, while the Aggies stayed ranked number 10. A&M will host McNeese State Friday night at Reed Arena. They'll start Big 12 play January the 4th at Kansas State. The defending NBA champions are 0-2 following another horrendous first half. The Dallas Mavericks gave up 20 straight points in the second quarter and got a 115-93 loss to the visiting Denver Nuggets yesterday. Manu Ginobili dropped in 24. Tony Parker had 15. San Antonio opened the season with a 95-82 win over Memphis. And the Houston Rockets lost their opener. Orlando beat them 104-95. And Drew Brees is the NFL single-season record holder for passing yards after throwing for 307 in the New Orleans Saints' 45-16 win over Atlanta last night. Brees has already passed the 5,087 yards with one game left this season, three more yards than the old mark set by Miami's Dan Marino in 1984. And it looks like Tony Romo's going to be okay to quarterback the Cowboys on New Year's night against the New York Giants in New York. A game where the winner goes to the playoffs and the loser is done. And that's your first look at sports. More next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville at 6:55 for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, and yes, we are doing refund anticipation loans. That means you get money fast when you go through Bottom Line. No need to call. Just stop by 3501 South Texas, Suite 100.
A RAL is a loan secured by your tax refund and is offered by Republic Bank and Trust Company to qualifying applicants and is available to ERC and ERD customers. If approved for a RAL, a finance charge and credit investigation fee will apply. RAL proceeds are available within 24 hours of IRS acceptance. A tax refund administration fee and other fees may apply for the ERC or ERD and will be deducted from the customer's tax refund. Visit your tax preparer to learn about all filing and product options, including obtaining your refund without a loan and at no additional cost.
This year, Christmas Angels collected presents for over 550 local kids. 172 bicycles, along with many more toys and new winter clothes, were donated for the kids to unwrap on Christmas morning. We'd like to thank our Christmas Angels partner of the last 5 years, Blue Baker, for helping to make this project a success. You can go to mychristmasangels.com and see some photos. People have been especially generous this year. Thanks to everyone who selected an angel from the trees at Blue Baker. Special recognition goes out to Rudder High School Foreign Language Club, the 12th Man Foundation, and the ABWA, who adopted multiple angels. The BCS Home Builders Association, BCS Regional Association of Realtors, Producers Co-op, Catalina Hatters, and James Stasny donated cash. Leadership Brazos and the Acoustic Jam Toy Drive collected toys. Conley Garrett Moving and Storage provided free trucks and movers to transport bikes, and several volunteers lent their hands to sort and wrap presents. And many more people donated cash to help us fill in the missing presents for the angels. So thank you for helping to put toys under the tree for a Christmas angel.
Brazos Valley Bride is full of local articles and pictures of beautiful local brides and is the official publication for the 2012 Spring Bridal Show. So if your business wants to reach brides-to-be, place your ad in the upcoming spring issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Valley Bride magazine. For more information about advertising in Brazos Valley Bride, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595, 695-9595.
Get your
brightest, whitest smile this holiday season with Aaron's Family Dentistry for only $99. During the month of December, Aaron's Family Dentistry is providing their professional teeth whitening services for $99, normally $299. Aaron's Family Dentistry, formerly Care Plus Dental on Villa Maria, wants to brighten your smile with their December teeth whitening special.
Call 268-1407 and make your $99 teeth whitening appointment today. Visit aarensdds.com. That's aarensdds.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Aaron's Family Dentistry.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. KW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a week before Iowa, and here's how it's shaping up.
Ron Paul has his own primary, the Libertarian primary, and Gingrich and Romney are sort of the establishment primary.
Then there's Rick Santorum and the other Republican candidates trying to catch up. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Des Moines.
And Dave, Santorum got a bit of a head start on the other candidates yesterday with some shotgun diplomacy, pheasant and quail hunting with Iowa Congressman Steve King, who is perhaps the most popular Republican in the state right now, as he has not yet decided whether to endorse a candidate before the caucuses.
I'm going to deliberate on all of this. I've got a few days yet before a decision has to be made.
And in those days, the candidates will be very busy. Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich all beginning bus tours today. Mitt Romney, who is not expected to do a lot of campaigning here, begins his bus tour tomorrow, Dave.
Rich's soldier, who got a Purple Heart surviving a suicide bombing in Afghanistan, is now paralyzed in California. Christopher Sullivan shot at his homecoming party Friday. The suspect turned himself in yesterday, but Ruben Jurado's lawyer says,
my client sustained extensive amount of injuries prior to the alleged shooting.
Al-Qaeda rears its ugly head again in Iraq. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin explains, monitoring live in London.
That's right, an Al-Qaeda affiliate there saying it bombed the Interior Ministry yesterday and was behind coordinated blasts in Baghdad last week that left at least 70 people dead. In a statement, the group citing the cause of Sunnis in jail in Iraq. Meanwhile, sectarian tensions remain high, with Iraq's most senior Sunni official named in an arrest warrant, a vice president, accused of operating a hit squad in the past, allegations that may fuel Sunni-Shia distrust, Dave.
Alistair, Christmas 2011 was a merry one for a lot of retailers.
We did 40% more than last year. It's really great. This year was awesome.
She owns a store in St. Louis, but it wasn't so awesome for Sears and Kmart. Citing declining sales, the company that owns those chains will close at least 100 stores. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The holidays aren't over yet, but you're so over them. Keep the holiday cheer going at Dave & Buster's with our Eat & Play combo starting at just $15.99. So bring your family, friends, and uninvited house guests for the latest and greatest games like Fruit Ninja, House of the Dead 4, and Big Bass Wheel. Then keep the holidays going and check out our epic late night deals, because it's time to go from grinching to grinning and end the year right. Only at Dave & Buster's. Offer available all day Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Prices may vary by location. Limited menu. See store for details.
I was waking my wife up 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a night, and it wasn't for what you're thinking. I was going to the bathroom. Then we heard about Beta Prostate and what a difference it's made in the quality of life for both of us. We're sleeping better, and did I mention intimacy? Let's just say Beta Prostate is the best.
Try Beta Prostate free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-6280. 1-800-319-6280. 1-800-319-6280.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. you'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the Insurance Texans Trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
When it comes time to buy a house, it is easily one of the most exciting times in your life. It can also easily be one of the most stressful times in your life. You want someone who's going to guide you through the process and at the same time be open and honest and right up front with you the entire time. Zweiker & Associates is out to change the culture of how real estate agents deal with clients, deal with their partners in a transaction. The reason why is because they want to make sure that it goes as smoothly as it possibly can. They're going to make sure that they do all they can to make sure your real estate transaction goes smoothly. They have trained business professionals. We're talking corporately trained, corporate experience, working for corporations that know how to make sure your transaction goes smoothly. They're going to sit down and put together a list of absolute wants and absolute do not wants for the house that you are seeking, and they're also going to make sure that you know exactly how much house you can afford so you don't get in over your head. How many other realtors are going to do that for you? They're changing the culture of real estate. Zweiker & Associates. Find out more. ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Messina Hoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the four-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messina Hoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale, or celebrate with your friends at the Messina Hoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to MessinaHoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messina Hoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to MessinaHoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 38 degrees right now. Sunshine today, high of about 60. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. This month's business of the Bryan School Board included updating the district's policy on reducing employees. Board President Maritza Hoffman says that was about complying with changes in state law and nothing more.
We as a board have said a reduction in force will be the very last thing we would ever do. We are not going to do that. We will look at other cost-saving measures before we decide to. Because, you know, we believe as a board that making our classes bigger is not in the best interest of our students.
Through January 15th, the Bryan ISD website has a survey about budget priorities as officials look to reduce spending by another $3 million. The last Bryan City Council meeting of the year included approval of annual reports for five tax increment financing zones. While there was unanimous approval of this year's activity involving tax breaks and other incentives, Councilman Mike Sutherland questioned the accounting of Bryan water customers paying for 500,000 gallons a day going to Traditions Golf Course.
We give them 500,000 gallons of water a day. That's 435,000 a year.
That's a requirement per the contract that we signed initially.
But where does it go? It's not on these books here. Somebody's got to pay for it.
Right.
Okay?
I don't think it's included in the report as something that the TERS paid for.
I know they don't pay for it because it's in the contract for them not to pay for it, but the citizens pay for it. We pay for it.
Sutherland also wants to start discussion on how millions of dollars of additional debt service will be paid for in the future. Council agreed to include that as part of discussion plan next month on economic development activity in Bryan. Be careful before investing any amount of money. That's the reminder coming out of a recent criminal case in Brazos County. Assistant District Attorney Jessica Eskew says part of this particular scam involved victims being told not to say anything.
He told our investors that they shouldn't talk about it because the homeowners association around Lake Travis would block it. And just basically convince them to invest money in him, sort of a remodeling jobs.
Eskew's advice is to ask a lot of questions.
You can check with the Better Business Bureau. You can check with the companies they say they're associated with. But to thoroughly investigate before handing over large sums of money to anyone.
The Brazos County criminal case involved two victims being taken for a combined total of $75,000. The defendant was convicted and sent to prison. On a weekly basis, Brazos County commissioners continue to consider reimposing a burn ban, but nothing is on this week's agenda for restricting fireworks, which was in place for 4th of July activities. Still, William Bowse of the Bryan Fire Department can't stress enough the permanent fireworks ban inside city limits.
I want everybody to please remember that fireworks are always, always, always illegal in the city of Bryan and College Station by fire code.
Bowse says the fireworks ban inside the cities includes possession along with discharge. The family of seven people killed in a murder-suicide in Grapevine is described as loving and close.
Police think the father was dressed as Santa and was the gunman who killed six people, then himself. Terry Baum was a neighbor when the family lived in Colleyville.
It's just impossible for my brain to understand.
She said whenever she spoke with the parents, they always spoke well of their kids.
They were just really good parents. Their lives revolved around what was best for their kids.
18-year-old Allison Baum went to Colleyville Heritage High School with a teenage victim. She says the dad was friendly.
Every time he was outside, we waved to him. He waved to us. He's always smiling.
But she said the family faced some issues, including financial problems.
That was one of the issues. I don't know. There was lots of issues. It's just more than what we all know.
The father was living in their foreclosed home. Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
An estimated 68,000 Texans have the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, that causes AIDS, about an 8% increase over the past 2 years. That's according to numbers from the Texas Department of State Health Services. About 4,200 people tested positive for HIV over the past few years. The health department says about a third of those diagnosed with HIV in Texas between 2003 and 2009 had a late diagnosis, meaning they got an AIDS diagnosis within a year of their first positive HIV test. You may want to return it, but the merchant doesn't have to accept it. That means anyone wanting to exchange gifts needs to do some homework before heading out.
It happens every year. You get a sweater that would make the dog look bad. You have no intention of wearing the thing, so you want to return it, maybe exchange it. But Jeanette Kopko of the Better Business Bureau in Dallas says retailers don't have to take it back. It's actually a store-by-store policy.
Go into the store with the point of view that, you know, the merchant sold this item, and it's up to them to set a policy, whether it can be returned, whether you can get a refund, exchange, or money, how long you can bring it back.
Every year, the Better Business Bureau gets complaints about stores and exchanges, and Kopko says most of the complainers are totally unaware. There's no law requiring a store to comply. L.P. Phillips, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 7:10, 38 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Well, I'm going to do the weather first because I don't have the commercial loaded up. How's that? Weather's brought to you by United Roofing.
Our weather is not looking too bad at all for the next several days. Looks like sunshine and eventually some milder temperatures by Thursday. In the meantime, through today, we're mostly sunny and around 60 this afternoon. Upper 30s with clear skies during tonight. 57 to 62 degrees on Wednesday and still mainly sunny. For tomorrow night, clear and mostly back in the 40s. And it's milder on Thursday, mid to upper 60s under mostly sunny skies. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Press 1 if you are having trouble posting a job to our online job site.
Okay.
Press 5 if you're calling between 9 and 10 a.m. on a Wednesday or Tuesday. 6 for all other times except Thursday.
We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, the job site where you can talk to an actual living customer service person whenever you need.
You are the next caller in line.
Okay, all right.
Goodbye.
Ugh. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
All right, we've already done the weather, so it's time for a sports tease.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You just threw me all off track.
I'm sorry, yeah.
That's right. We've done the weather. We're going to talk some Aggie football. Today's the day that they all report to Houston to get ready for Saturday morning's game against the Northwestern Wildcats in the Meineke Car Care Bowl. We'll talk about that. The NBA was blowing and going last night, and the Mavericks go to 0-2. We got that and more coming up in sports.
I mean, it's more than you need to know, but it's the last week of the year, which is always, you know,
yeah.
We just kind of throw the show together. And, you know, what I do is I have stories that I have a stack of stories that I look at, and then I just kind of choose the ones that we'll talk about and see if we can, I don't know, somehow or other come up with an entertainment-driven show, even though we're not entertainment-driven. And in the midst of all that, while we love being here, we're actually here to make a profit. We have a list of commercials that we run, which is called our program log, okay? Now, all this stuff is printed on white paper. The way I can always tell where my program log is in this pile of paper in front of me is it's stapled together. Well, apparently, we just ran short of staples.
Oh, no.
Really? And so, yeah. So
well,
I've got
staples.
Okay. Well, I've got...
I've been hoarding them.
Okay. I have a loose leaf of the program log right here. So what happened is it got stuffed into the stack of stories that we were going to do. So when Chase finished the news, even though Zwerneman Flooring has been our sponsor for, I don't know, years.
A long time.
Yeah.
And we appreciate their business.
We do. I just didn't have the number necessarily memorized because, obviously, we have a computer that we type in a number, and that's how the commercial comes up. So rather than do that, I just said, what the heck, we'll just do the weather because, you know, it's the last week of the year and nobody's listening. So, if anybody is listening, though, we have these really, really fun
Renaissance
mouse
Festival
pads.
Tickets?
No, mouse pads. We have the mouse pads.
Renaissance
pads. As Ben said, 2011 mouse pad, calendar mouse pads were so popular.
How popular were
that
they?
That we reprinted them this year.
Yeah.
But we went
with
ahead
the right
and
date.
It. Yeah, we changed it to 2012. So if you would like to have a free mouse pad calendar.
That's right. You know, it's a leap year coming up.
It is. So, you know, you
so it's
don't
got
want
an
to
extra
be,
date on it.
That's right. Don't want to be confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find that there'll be an extra day on here.
That's right. All you February 29th birthdays get to celebrate this
that's
year.
That's right. Yeah. You do. So anyway, so if you'd like, you could call us at 695-1620.
Yeah. And it falls on a Wednesday, so party down.
Yeah.
There you go.
But that moves Christmas to Tuesday of next year.
Yes.
So that'll be fun.
Which means, you know, no one is going to be at work on Monday, December 24th.
No, I know.
Yeah, except us.
Yeah, except us.
Well, maybe.
Right. If we're still working here.
Yeah, you are looking into the future.
Would you like a jar opener combination mouse pad?
You bet.
Okay, because that's the other thing is if you have a jar that's tough to open, you know, you just kind of wrap this thing around it and it's good. Who's this?
This is Kathy Bowers.
Kathy Bowers. Kathy, is that Kathy with a C or a K?
With a C.
All right. What do you do, Kathy?
I work for the state.
Of Texas?
Yes.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure.
Is there another state?
Well, yeah, there is, but can you tell us what you do, or is that like top security type
stuff? I work on computers.
Oh, there you go. Okay, very good. Well, you know where we're located, Kathy?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, she works for the state.
Come by come by here. We've got your calendar mouse pad.
And I know where you
are. Have a happy new year, okay?
Thank
and with
you.
Computers,
okay,
too.
Yeah, that's true. Hello.
Hi, I want one of those mouse pads.
You know, you will be, do you work outside the home?
I do.
You will be the absolute envy of anybody in your business because you have one of these. Who's this?
Paige Carter.
All right, Paige, where do you work?
Vero Systems.
Vero Systems?
Yeah.
What do y'all do there?
We are an emerging technology company.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, see, now the very fact that you will take a mouse pad, which you really don't need, while you go to work at an emerging technology company, I think is fascinating. So, do you know where we're located?
I do.
All right, fifth floor.
This
Crystal
is an
Park
emerging
Plaza.
Mouse pad too.
Thanks a lot. Have a happy new year. That's,
if you move your mouse to the left, more of it emerges from the right.
Yeah, I think
that's
it's
right.
Fun. Hi there. Who's this?
It's Mark Catalina.
Mark Catalina, how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great.
Great
sleep this morning.
Well, good. Now we've got a mouse pad for you, and it has a different marking for every day of the year on there. You'll be able to, we call it a calendar, you know, we put it all together. We find it to be kind of handy. What do you do, Mark?
I'm a chiropractor in Hearn.
All right, very good. Well, all right, you know where we're located?
Yes, sir,
all right,
I do.
Crystal Park Plaza, fifth floor. Come by here, we got them for you.
All Mark's right. The reason all those people in Hearn are standing up straight,
that's
you know?
It, that's
yeah.
It.
Now he can just point at his mouse pad and say, I want to see you on this date and this date and this date
right,
and this
go.
Date.
Yeah. So that's enough for now.
Yeah, it is.
And if you want to, I mean, you can run through your office showing it to your coworkers.
I got a mouse pad. I got a mouse pad. The phone books are
in. I was going to say second only to when the new phone books arrive.
But anyway, I'm anxious to be using my new mouse pad here next week, so that'll be fun. Hey, so Barry Manilow's still hip. Well, actually,
he's a steel hip.
Yes, he's having replaced.
Oh.
Barry Manilow over the holidays had surgery to drain some fluid and repair torn muscles in his hips. He knew he needed the operation, but he waited until he had done his 1,000th concert in Las Vegas. and ended a 7-year run at two different venues. He'll take it easy for 6 weeks and then do a Chicago show in on February the 2nd.
Looks like he made it.
Yeah, that's fun.
I heard that.
Thank you.
Officials in Colombia's second largest city yesterday inaugurated, this is Medellin, okay? They've had some problems there, in case you haven't heard.
When you have an entire cartel named after your city, you've had problems.
And for generations, 12,000 residents have lived in homes that basically cling to a steep hillside. And they've had to climb hundreds of steps just to get up to where they lived. And it basically was the equivalent height of a 28-story building. So, I mean, a fairly difficult trek for some of those people. So the mayor, a guy who I guess is allowed to live by the cartel, named Alonso Salazar, said it was time for a change. And so Salazar had officials from Rio de Janeiro visit Medellin to see what the problem was. And they built an escalator. They built an escalator that is outdoors.
Yeah.
That goes up the equivalent height of 28-story building, and they opened that yesterday.
I guess there's an up and a down.
Yeah, sure.
Otherwise,
they're all trapped in one place or the other.
It'd really be bad if it was only the down one. Be like, hey, coming down's the easy part.
Or the only up one. You know what happened to Bill? I hadn't seen him in 3 years.
Camino 13 is the area. Their residents came out to celebrate and study the $6.7 million escalator, which will shorten the 35-minute hike on foot to just 6 minutes.
I guarantee you would not forget anything.
Oh, man. Not forget. Yeah. Oh, I got to go back downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So do you have to stand to the right if you don't want to walk?
No. It's an escalator. It's not a moving sidewalk.
Well, I know, but you can still walk up an escalator.
Okay.
Don't you do that sometimes?
Nah, probably not. But anyway. But an outdoor escalator.
26 stories?
28 stories.
28 stories.
So
you got kids running up the down escalator.
Yeah,
security guy. You kids get off of there.
So there you go. All right, 720. Okay. New York Times reports that residents in many states are complaining to regulators about telemarketers who are disguising their real identities on phone caller ID systems so that people are tricked into picking up the phone.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
It's a tactic that's called caller ID spoofing. For example, Humane SOC, if you will, S-O-C. But it's not the Humane Society. Instead, it's somebody who's, you know, trying to bilk you out of money.
Right.
Or it might read IRS or FBI.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean that the feds are after you. In fact, could be not only a telemarketer, it could be a debt collector.
Right.
And or people who go, hey, you know, let me get you a new credit card or whatever.
You mean Peggy?
Yeah. Those are still going on. Oh, I saw a new E-Trade commercial last night. Have you seen the one with the guy scratching the lotto tickets?
No.
Well, yeah, it was good. We were watching something, and, you know, of course, we fast-forward through the commercials, and there was an E-Trade, and I hadn't seen that one. And then once we stopped it, we had. And we were thinking that there might not be a new E-Trade commercial till the Super Bowl. But, in fact, there is one, so it's pretty cute. Anyway.
Well, back to the caller ID.
Have you had this happen to you?
Well, yeah. Well, we had a story, Chase, when was it last week or something like that, about the Texas Department of Public Safety. And their
this was an organization that you know.
Right. It was
raises money for
it. Yeah, it was the organization that saved.
Allegedly.
Right. And about be careful of these things. Well, the thing that always really irks me is that the caller ID, if you've ever gotten one of these calls, the caller ID will say Texas Department of Public Safety or Texas DPS.
Uh-huh.
That's what the caller ID will say.
Right.
Well, you know, there's some people, a lot of people, you know, who have, you know, kids that are, you know, out there, out and about and all that kind of stuff. They get a call from the Texas Department of Public Safety in the evening or something like that. Well, that just scared the hell out of them.
Sure.
I mean, and it's happened to me and it's happened to people that I know. And that gets to be some kind of serious stuff.
With that in mind, keep your eyes on a proposed piece of legislation called the Mobile Information Call Act, which would allow businesses to use robocalls to reach consumers on their cell phones. So you may even be getting this on your cell phones. Number of robo complaints or calls about robocalls, the complaints about robocalls, 140,000 complaints in September alone. And I think I was talking to some people here at the station getting robocalls having to do with political races. And it gets even worse. So these were the September figures. You can imagine what it was as you got in, into October and November. The most complaints they had last September, 61,000. Again, this year, 140,000 complaints about robocalls.
Yeah.
Right now, the problem, obviously, is mostly with the landlines. But again, if this Mobile Information Call Act is enacted, that will allow businesses to use robocalls to reach consumers on their cell phones. So if you don't want that to happen, you might get in touch with your elected representatives and let them know. But you have a good point.
Well, yeah.
Well, problem was, there was one wanting to become one that
was using robocalls. Yeah. Yeah. And again, that's something else that they probably need to think about, because that's not going to be very well thought of. And again, we're not saying that it was a political candidate that used the robocall that said DPS on it or anything like that.
No. And it wasn't the real DPS.
No, but just the fact that you're getting robocalls.
Right.
Might let your elected officials know you don't like that. Okay. Apple's learning more about you. We'll do that in the next half hour.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You just thought that Bill Gates was in your business? Yeah. Okay. Just wait. There's Apple. Oh, wait. And I've got a Google getting in your business story, too. So probably ought to just call them every day. Say, I'm getting up now. You want to go ahead and monitor my life? Because we're going to do that.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, as I was reading this story, I was looking at this, and I'm thinking, you know, when Chase is our age, Tom, what is he going to be talking about as these companies being in your business?
I'll probably have died from augering into the floor by then.
Yeah, when he's our age. One thing, he'll be talking about the late Scott and Tom.
Yeah,
it's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more. 59 for a high temperature today under sunny skies. 37 tonight, about 62 for tomorrow. And gradually we'll have a warming trend as we head through the week. Friday looking at 68 and probably 71 on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, humidity is 89%. Winds are from the west at 3. It's already switched around from earlier this morning. And we have fair skies and 36 degrees outside.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Hurry to Half Price Books' biggest sale of the season. The extra 20% off everything sale going on now. But it all ends Friday, so don't miss it. Find out more at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Hi, I'm Joey Perez, PGA golf professional at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside of Navasota. The seasons are changing and so are things at Bluebonnet. Our bunker renovation is now 70% complete. New carts are on the way. We have a washer pit to enjoy after your round. Visit Bluebonnet Monday through Thursday, anytime, Friday through Sunday after 12 p.m. for our Buck a Hole special. 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Please mention the Buck a Hole special when you call to book your tee time. Call Bluebonnet at 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
California company Sun Power might end up being a bigger headache for Obama and Democrats than Solyndra. It's another so-called green company. Its investments are in solar panel ranches. Human Events reports the company benefited from a $1.2 billion federal loan guarantee 3 weeks after announcing it was building a new manufacturing plant in Mexico. Sun Power also carries $820 million in debt. Now, if it were held to the same standards as a bank, federal regulators would shut it down. Now, maybe one reason the firm isn't in danger yet is that Sun Power is connected. In 2010, California Congressman George Miller hosted a tour of Sun Power, At his side was Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, who praised the company as a path to a clean energy economy. Translation, a path to Democrat fundraising. SunPower has a political action committee from which thousands of dollars flow into the campaigns of powerful Democrats like Dingy Harry and Barbara Boxer. Congressman Miller benefited from donations, too, but he got something else. SunPower hired his son, George Miller IV, as a lobbyist. So with all that juice, none of it from solar energy, SunPower was able to do what regular companies can't do, get the feds to back over a $1 billion loan guarantee with a questionable business model. It's very easy to see why Democrats believe in green jobs. The green ends up in their campaign treasuries, and nothing else matters, including the fact that there are never any jobs.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically and continually every time your computer is connected to the internet. And after you have a computer disaster, Carbonite makes it easy to restore your backed up files. Plus, you can access your backed up files privately from any computer or on your smartphone or iPad with a free Carbonite app. Start protecting your computer files today at Carbonite.com, because tomorrow could be too late. Unlimited backup is only $59 a year. But here's a special offer. You get a free trial at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. And when you use offer code TODAY to start your free trial, you'll get 2 bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. And the offer code for 2 bonus months is TODAY.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30. It's 38 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 60. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. As Bryan school officials look to cut an additional $3 million from the budget, laying off employees is off the table. So says Board President Maritza Hoffman after trustees amended the district's reduction in force policy to meet changes in state law.
They changed how you can do your reduction in forces, and so we have to comply even though we know we don't plan on doing any kind of drastic measure like that.
District taxpayers and parents are also invited to participate in an online survey about spending priorities. The survey is on the BryanISD.org website through January 15th. Traditions Golf Course is part of a tax increment financing zone in the city of Bryan that receives 500,000 gallons of water a day at no charge. City Councilman Mike Sutherland at the last council meeting of the year called on staff to account for the impact of the annual expense of $435,000.
The citizens pay for it. Somebody's got to pay for it.
The wastewater department and water department pay to deliver that water to Traditions per the contract.
So that's absorbed from the cost of operations.
For the water and sewer ratepayers.
So that needs to be shown on here some way. And coupled with the fact that we charge our people that pay on the Muni course for their water, but we don't charge the people that pay at Traditions for their water. So, you know, that's another issue for me.
Facing a year-end state deadline, the council unanimously approved annual reports for 5 financing zones, but a review of TERS activity will be part of an economic development workshop the council plans for early next year. Investigators in North Texas are trying to piece together a family history after a man dressed in a Santa Claus suit apparently shot 6 relatives in a Grapevine apartment before turning the gun on himself Christmas Day. Police say the identities of the victims will likely be released today. The Grapevine police say the shooter showed up in the costume shortly before gunfire erupted inside the apartment. and that the family appeared to have been opening Christmas presents. Police responding to a 911 call found four females and three males dead and two handguns nearby.
No one came to the door, so we made forceful entry inside the apartment, and that's when we discovered seven victims inside the apartment.
Sergeant Robert Eberling says the apartment was leased to a woman and her children. The father apparently lived in their foreclosed home in nearby Colleyville. A local man recently sent to jail for scamming two victims in a real estate deal for a combined $75,000, wrapped up a case reported several years ago. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Jessica Eskew says the time spent on white-collar crime is due to the paperwork that can be in the hundreds of thousands of pages.
They require us subpoenaing documents from banks, banks ending up, you know, finding out if they have to legally require or legally comply with the subpoenas. And when they realize they do, they have to send the information to us, and then we have to go through the documents.
Eskew says if something sounds too good to be true, chances are it's a scam.
Just ask a lot of questions when investing in companies or investment opportunities, and make sure they thoroughly vet it before handing over any sums, large sums of money to any individual.
Eskew says another red flag is when victims are told not to tell anyone about the offer. Following a partial ban on fireworks July 4th, the Brazos County Commissioners have not considered a similar ban for the upcoming New Year's weekend. That's not on today's County Commission agenda, but William Bowser, the Bryan Fire Department, says it's still illegal and has been for a long time inside city limits.
And that is use or possession in the city limits of Bryan and College Station. So please don't bring any fireworks into the city, and don't be using any fireworks in the city on New Year's Eve.
County commissioners continue to place on their weekly agenda consideration of reinstituting an outdoor burn ban in unincorporated areas. Experts are worried about a huge and invasive species of shrimp found in the northern Gulf of Mexico.
The Asian tiger prawn can grow up to 13 inches long. Experts at Texas A&M say the jumbo shrimp has a big appetite and could gobble up native species like crabs and oysters. Three of the tiger prawn have been found in Aransas Bay. One was found in the waters near the Texas-Louisiana border. Another was found about 70 miles offshore from Freeport. The tiger prawns are native to the western Pacific. As for how they got into the Gulf, researchers speculate they may have come from shrimp farms that flooded during recent hurricanes in the Caribbean Sea. In Houston, Gail DeLauder, TSN News.
And leading economists say they don't expect much change next year in the 8.6% unemployment rate, even though the economy should grow faster in 2012. The three dozen private, corporate, and academic economists surveyed by the Associated Press also say growth in the U.S. could be buffeted by debt crisis upheavals in Europe or some other shock. The AP economists expect the unemployment rate to be stuck at a recession-level 8.4% when voters go to the polls in November. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 38 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Well, you know, the weather's kind of changeable right around this time of year before we get cold to stay for the early part of the year. But as the weather changes, it does impact what the inside of your house feels like. Too cold, too warm. What you do is you turn on your thermostat and you make it the comfort level that you want. That ends up costing you more money than you might want, especially if you went through last summer here when we had all the hot weather and you didn't like the look of your utility bill. Then let me give you a number to call. It's the number for Intercon. It's 823-3639. You call them, and Intercon, a locally owned company, they specialize in energy-efficient windows. They'll help you solve a window problem that you have, whether it's repairing the windows that are in there or replacing them with more efficient windows. They've got the solution for you. You give them a call at 823-3639. Intercon will come out. They'll measure your windows. They'll give you an estimate. Then they'll leave you alone. There's not any high pressure, and the reason is because Intercon has a good product at a fair price and hundreds of satisfied customers. So they'll be glad to have you join that group, but you need to make the phone call. If you didn't like what your utility bills looked like last summer and you don't want it repeated, or you're kind of shivering in the house because it's a cold morning, Call them at Intercon at 823-3639 and let them take it from there.
In the good old days, the local filling station, as we called it, was one of the town's gathering places, kind of like the barber shop. You went in, had some coffee while they filled up your car, washed your windshield, checked your tires and fluid levels, and talked about what was going on in the community. At SevCheck Service Center, you can still do that. SevCheck Service Center has been keeping cars and trucks running smoothly for over four decades. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marblecraft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marblecraft provide you with a solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with a matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our show. Room at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
739, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's sponsored by the folks at Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Our weather is not looking too bad at all for the next several days. Looks like sunshine and eventually some mild temperatures by Thursday. In the meantime, through today, we're mostly sunny and around 60 this afternoon. Upper 30s with clear skies during tonight. 57 to 62 degrees on Wednesday and still mainly sunny. For tomorrow night, clear and mostly back in the 40s. And it's milder on Thursday, mid to upper 60s under mostly sunny skies. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A lot of seniors on the A&M football team say that they will be playing in this bowl game, and they'll be trying to win it for Coach Mike Sherman. We'll hear Trent Hunter talk about that. We'll also talk about the other bowl games. Got two of them today, had one yesterday. High school basketball is coming up, and more coming up in sports.
Well, there you are.
There you go.
So let's say you're one of those people who does some traveling, okay?
Yeah.
And so you want to check airfares, all right? So where do you go? Where do you go? Where do you go to do that? I mean, people have different places to go.
I usually go to Yahoo. I don't know why Yahoo.
I go to Kayak. I like them.
You told me about Kayak.
Yep. And but there's Travelocity, and there's Expedia, and there's Priceline. And
right. I do Kayak and Expedia, but I'll also check Bing.
Mm-hmm.
Bing has a rate fare predictor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And but then I'll also check the airlines.
Yeah, I'll always go to the airline because sometimes they'll be lower than the other ones.
Well, and quite often with Southwest, they're not part of that, that group. But now there's kind of a new player in there when it comes to looking for airfares.
Oh, good, because I need to shop for airfare.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Google.
Google?
Why am I not shocked?
Well, and that's the thing is now that's got people kind of angry. For instance, I would be able to tell you exactly what it looks like. I just typed in IAH-LAX. So it'd be, for instance, if you're flying from Bush Airport to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they've got a couple of sponsored people up there that are ads, but the first one is, in fact, Google. And Google shows you the nonstops and all flights and just kind of gives you a little picture. But obviously, you're going to click on that because it's above Expedia, and it's above Travelocity, it's above Priceline, it's above Kayak.
Yep.
And
I just did.
And all those people are not happy. Now, what Google is doing isn't breaking any laws, but it's kind of that implied promise that you'll give us an opportunity to elevate our standings in the first page rankings. That's what, you know, Priceline and Expedia and Travelocity will do. Because, you know, what they do is they remember the websites that you go to, and so they will likely elevate those when you go back to do the same thing. If you've booked flights before, for instance, through Travelocity, then it'll elevate Travelocity because you have a habit of going there. Well, now Google has kind of put themselves above them, kind of tamped those other sites down, and they're not happy about it.
I bet. The rich get richer.
Yeah, well, because we're talking, I think, $118 billion spent on travel, and so there you go. Google decides to just kind of elevate themselves and put them right there.
Those other ones probably wish they did it like the NFL draft. You know, the team that has the least hits gets to be listed first the next year.
Hotline says, we're down here on page two. Would you please elevate us? Anyway, you know, it's called website optimization, and they do that, but Google pretty well knows how to optimize themselves above everybody else. So there you go.
Well, you could always partner with Alta Vista if you don't like the way Google's doing it.
That's right. Well, or the aforementioned Bing, you could do that.
Sure.
You know, see how that works out for you. So now, if you don't like crowds, hold off a few days before returning the old Christmas gifts. Yesterday, the third busiest shopping day of the year, says the L.A. Times, because December 26th was a Monday, first of all, and that's the first one of those we've had in 6 years. And possibly because it was a federal holiday, meaning there were a bunch more people out there. And while there were not what you would call fire sale type prices out there, there was a pretty good discount for some cases, because a lot of retailers did well early in the season, and so as a result they didn't feel like they had to do the fire sale thing. But they, since we have to have a name for everything, yesterday was Gift Receipt Monday. Oh, hey, happy Gift Receipt Monday. Get a card for you. Anyway, that's when people took their stuff back so they could actually get the Christmas gift they wanted as opposed to what they were given.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how they have the numbers already, but the National Retail Federation estimates that holiday gift returns will be about $46 billion this year, up 4% from last year and 10% from 2 years ago. So see how that works.
Well, I heard about 10% of what was spent will be returned.
Yeah. See, so, I don't know. We'll see. That's okay, they want to roll a number out there, and 10's a nice round number and double digits and all that, so we'll see if that's the case. Now, but it brought up an interesting situation. It would be it'd be great to know what these numbers might have been 10 years ago. But a new study says an overcrowded mall is not good for business. These days, many shoppers don't like to be touched by a stranger.
Don't touch me.
They don't want to come in contact with people. So obviously the overcrowded mall makes that difficult. Retailers like the idea, you know, that the aisles are packed and that people are standing in line and getting ready to buy stuff. But according to researchers from Queensland University of Technology,
I don't know.
I think for the basketball team next year, because we're playing Arkansas Tech this year.
Well, but Queensland University of Technology, I mean, all you have to do is take the I in university and you've got
quitters. Yeah, let's get the quitters. Men and women who are accidentally touched while shopping are more likely to leave a store in a hurry and to dislike the product they are looking at.
Ah. Now, what if they're pepper sprayed? Do they like that?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Don't taste me, bro.
Now, the marketing professor who did this study instructed some relatively attractive people in their 30s to either briefly brush against shoppers or just stand near them.
You don't mind if I stand here, do you?
I'm going to just breathe loudly and stand within your personal space. As soon as the customers left the store, the professor logged their shopping times and asked them to share their impressions of the store and the item they were considering. And it turns out that shoppers who were lightly touched spent less time in the store and reported more negative brand evaluations, more negative product beliefs, and less willingness to pay than customers who were left at peace. Shoppers felt especially negative. Oh, this is a shocker. Are you ready? Ready? Get ready. Shoppers felt especially negative when male strangers initiated the contact.
I can't imagine why. Hey there, little lady.
Would you like a Walnetto?
Yeah. So, anyway. So while retailers...
Can I stand here and just smell your hair?
That's right.
That sure is a good smelling shampoo you got.
You want to share a bench with me?
Yeah.
I hate to buy
you an Orange Julius.
I hate to be forward, but yeah.
How about a pretzel with that?
Obviously, a smoothie.
Obviously, Chase has a plethora of lines ready. Right. Many introductory offerings from Mr. Murphy this morning.
Yeah, why not?
Hello.
So what that really says is that we suck giving out Christmas gifts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you're 10% of them are going back, yeah, that's right. We don't pay attention, number one, okay? And then when we're actually told, we usually don't follow directions. So, yeah.
What is your favorite Post-Oak Mall bench there, Chase?
Yeah, really. The one in front of Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. So while retailers try to drive as many customers to their store as possible, overcrowding may, in fact, drive them away as well. As he puts it in his statement, for managers, a stranger's touch in a store means the money walks out of the store.
Mm.
What? Does someone make that announcement? I'm sorry, I was going to buy this, but then this person touched me.
I just figure it's a new meaning for Christmas goose.
At the end of the year, when the rest of the world is taking her easy, you need a truck that never does. Ram 1500. With an available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 that gets up to 20 miles per gallon highway. And an unsurpassed 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. A truck that will deliver all year long. Come in now for the year's best deals at the Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep Big Finish event. Get $7,700 in total values on 2012 Ram 1500 Lone Star Crew Cabs during the Big Finish event. Values include $4,500 in cash allowances and $3,200 Lone Star package discount based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends January 3rd, 2012. EPA estimated fuel economy 4x2. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty. Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Have you heard of the No Kids Allowed movement? It seems like everyone is making rules today to keep the kids out. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. Complaints about screaming kids are being taken seriously, not only by airlines, but hotels and movie theaters. Some restaurants are banning kids altogether, and some grocery stores are now offering child-free shopping hours. When did kids become the equivalent of secondhand smoke? Several states have also been shutting down children's summer lemonade stands because they lack the necessary permits and hand-washing stations. A few kids have even been fined up to $50 for this supposed criminal activity. Does anyone else think this is all just a little nuts? In our desire for comfort and convenience, we're devaluing an entire generation of children. Now, I understand that kids can be a noisy distraction. Hey, I've been on an airplane with a kid kicking my seat the entire flight. And parents do have a role in disciplining their children when they're misbehaving in public. But is it really necessary to place limits on where we can take our kids? We've come a long way from that old mantra, it takes a village to raise a child. Now it's more like, keep your annoying children out of my village. For helpful resources on raising and valuing your children, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Now at the Winter Storage Event, the Home Depot has 56-quart Sterilite storage totes for a new lower price of just $5.88 each. These clear totes are durable, stackable, and they hold a lot of stuff. So that New Year's Get Organized resolution you made is pretty much in the bag. Or the tote. Make room for savings right now with 56-quart storage totes for just $5.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at your sports on this Tuesday. Well, Saturday will be the final game for some seniors on the A&M football team, seniors that have had significant starting time for the Aggies, guys like Ryan Tannehill, Jeff Fuller, Cyrus Gray, Terrence Frederick, Tony Jarrett Eddy, and Trent Hunter. They all have the maturity to roll with the punches and the coaching changes. And Hunter says that he respects both the head coaches that he's had this year. Speaking of Tim DeRuiter.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows his leadership and the things that he brings to a football team. He's a great coach and a great guy, and I think he's going to do a good job at Fresno. And, you know, I'm happy for, you know, happy for him and his family and everything. You know, sad to lose him, see him go from A&M, but, you know, everyone's got to take those opportunities that present themselves.
And as for Mike Sherman, sure, Trent Hunter says the senior class, the whole team, they really want to win this bowl game for him.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I have a lot of respect for Coach Sherman. You know, I've tweeted it and put all, you know, all that social media stuff. You know, I put it out there how much I respect Coach Sherman and how much he did for this program. You know, he built a great foundation, you know, back on the traditions that we used to have and that we used to play for. So a lot of this game will go for him.
Aggies are reporting today to Houston as they and Northwestern will kick off a little after 11 o'clock Saturday in the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas, a game that you'll be able to hear right here on 1620 with our pregame starting at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. There are 16 bowl games this week, and the first of those 16 was played last night. It was Missouri beating North Carolina 41-24 as James Franklin ran for two TDs at the Independence Bowl, and he threw for one. It's the first time since 1965 that Missouri has ended the season with four straight wins. Missouri will, of course, join the SEC next year along with Texas A&M. North Carolina will be coached by College Station native Larry Fedora. Got a couple of bowl games today. First, the Little Caesars Bowl this afternoon in Detroit. That's the Boilermakers of Purdue, a three-point favorite over Western Michigan. And then tonight in Charlotte, the Belk Bowl. North Carolina State, a one-point pick over Louisville. Tomorrow, two bowl games, Military Bowl in Washington, D.C., Air Force meeting Toledo, and then the Holiday Bowl as the Texas Longhorns take on Cal in San Diego. Other Big 12 members still to play bowl games. Baylor will meet Washington Thursday in the Alamo Bowl. Iowa State versus Rutgers Friday in the Pinstripe. Oklahoma and Iowa in the Inside Bowl Friday. And, of course, Saturday, A&M and Northwestern in the Texas Bowl. Oklahoma State meets Stanford next Monday in the Fiesta. And Kansas State and Arkansas January the 4th in the Cotton Bowl. The new basketball rankings still have Syracuse, the number one men's team in the nation. The Aggies did manage to receive three votes in the top 25 voting, despite their loss to Rice last week. The Aggies' Big 12 opening opponent, the Baylor Bears, are ranked sixth with their 12-0 record. They're going to play at Waco next Monday. But before that, A&M will host Arkansas Tech Thursday night. From the Big 12, Missouri is ranked eighth and Kansas 17th. On the women's side, Baylor still a unanimous number one, while the Aggies stayed ranked 10th. A&M will host McNeese State Friday night at Reed Arena and start Big 12 play January the 4th at Kansas State. Undefeated Texas Tech is ranked 13th, and the Texas women are ranked 22nd. Drew Brees has grabbed the NFL single-season record for passing yards, and he's done it with one game to play. Brees threw for 307 yards and four touchdowns as New Orleans beat Atlanta 45-16 to clinch the NFC South yesterday. He broke Dan Marino's mark of 5,084 yards when he tossed a 9-yard scoring pass to Darren Sproles, the Kansas State ex, with 2:51 left in the game. Brees also hit Marquise Colston, Jim Graham, and Robert Meacham for touchdowns. Marino held the mark for 27 years, the last time the Miami Dolphins were in the Super Bowl. Sproles ran for 67 yards and returned the kickoff 92 yards to set up a field goal. It appears that quarterback Tony Romo will be available for the Dallas Cowboys when they visit the New York Giants Sunday with the NFC East title on the line. The swelling is going down in Romo's bruised throwing hand, which was injured during Saturday's loss to Philadelphia. He could be ready to practice tomorrow and should be able to play this weekend. Ty Lawson's 27 points helped the Denver Nuggets beat the Dallas Mavericks 115-93 last night. The reigning NBA champions allowed Denver to score 20 unanswered points in the second quarter and trailed by 33 late in the third quarter. Dirk Nowitzki led Dallas with 20 points as they go to 0-2. Manu Ginobili scored 24 last night as the San Antonio Spurs beat the Grizzlies 95-82. Tony Parker had 15 and 7 assists for the Spurs, who got some payback after their playoff collapse last season. The Grizzlies remained winless on opening night since the franchise left Vancouver in 2001. And five Orlando players scored in double figures last night as the Magic topped the Houston Rockets 104-95. And finally, Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III is getting help in dealing with his new fame. The Baylor quarterback confirmed yesterday that he is sometimes shadowed by security since being honored earlier this month as the nation's best player. Griffin said he understands that people are going to want a piece of you when you're doing great things. He added it was a good problem to have and downplayed the new part of his celebrity. Baylor spokesman clarified that the school is not paying for private bodyguards. He said an athletic department employee does follow Griffin in public to minimize demands for autographs and pictures. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turpeville at 7:57. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In need of affordable health insurance for you and your family?
Hi, I'm Brian Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Everyone realizes the importance of affordable health care, but most feel it's not feasible unless you work for a large company or government entity. That's simply not true, and I would like the opportunity to prove it to you.
Call Brian Brown of Brown & Company Insurance Services today for your free quote of affordable health insurance. 694-6900 or on the web at bcins.net.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Wait! Stop the countdown! The new year can't begin until we sell all remaining 2011s at Sterling Auto Group. All remaining 2011 inventory must go to avoid huge expenses next year. Get the lowest price of the year on every new vehicle in stock. Plus, Sterling Auto wants your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. Plus, get huge savings on all 2012 models, like the award-winning 2012 Kia Optima with zero down, just $229 per month. We have the area's best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, like a 2011 Chevy Aveo with zero down, just $169 per month. Get up to $10,000 off all remaining 2011 GMC Sierras, or get 0% APR for 72 months. Sterling Auto Group, we make it easy. 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or click sterlingautogroup.net. On select vehicles with approved credit, 36-month lease with zero due at signing, plus TT&L and fees. Zero APR, $1389 per thousand financed, all incentives to dealer.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee.
59 today, 37 tonight, 62 for tomorrow. And by the time we get to Saturday, we're looking at a high of 71 degrees. 35 right now. With bright, sunshiny skies, winds out of the west. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're the ghosts of Christmas past. Returns.
Pretty crowded.
A lot of waiting in line.
Retailers expect 4% more returns this year after record holiday sales, but we apparently weren't shopping too much at Sears or Kmart, where they're having a closeout. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Dave, Kmart has seen a drop in layaways, clothing, and electronic sales this holiday season. Sears, fewer electronics and home appliance sales. As a result, as many as 120 of some 4,000 of the stores will close. No word yet on which ones or how many jobs will be lost. Sears says it's moving away from propping up marginally performing stores in hopes of improving them and will now focus on the cash generators. Dave?
Jennifer, Mitt Romney campaigns in New Hampshire this morning, but most of the action's in Iowa, a week before Republicans caucus. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Des Moines.
And it will be frantic, Dave, as nearly all the candidates will be in the state by tonight, going full speed through next week. That includes Rick Santorum, who says thanks to some key endorsements, he's in very good shape.
Our campaign is clearly the one that is rising right now and has the momentum, and we feel that that's going to continue on over the next week.
And that week will feature lots of bus tours by several of the candidates and lots of ads, both by the campaigns and by the super PACs that are not controlled by the campaigns, Dave.
Rich, Iran's news agency claims an American who was once a Marine is on trial as an accused CIA spy, adding Amir Hekmati has confessed. His father denies that, saying that was coerced and his son was in Iran visiting family. An Indiana man goes to court today charged with murdering the 9-year-old girl he was babysitting when she disappeared on Friday.
This is not the conclusion we hoped for. We kept that hope that we would find her alive.
Instead, Allen County Sheriff Ken Free says they found Aliana Lemon's body yesterday. Stuffed animals, flowers, and candles now lie where a $1 million Connecticut home once stood. It burned down Christmas morning, killing 3 young girls and their grandparents. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-458-1543. That's 1-800-458-1543. When you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll learn how to get a free super vitamin D with your free Beta Prostate. Don't wait. Call 1-800-458-1543. That's 1-800-458-1543.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition. Man, this sink is really clogged up.
Don't make it any worse. You know we have a party tomorrow.
I think it's just the garbage disposal. Hey, Jimmy, go get Daddy's tools.
I'm calling the plumber. It figures. I got their voicemail.
I think you better call somebody else. Hurry.
Hello? Is this Plumber King? I have a stopped-up sink, and my husband has his tool belt out. I really need someone here ASAP.
Don't let this happen to you. Brian 800 Answering Service offers a friendly and professional answering service, all for less than $3 a day. Call 774-4800 or click Brian800.com now.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase. Messina Hoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the four-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messina Hoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale, or celebrate with your friends at the Messina Hoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to MessinaHoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messina Hoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to MessinaHoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 39 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 60. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. This month's business of the Bryan School Board included updating the district's policy on reducing employees. Board President Maritza Hoffman says that was about complying with changes in state law and nothing more.
We as a board have said a reduction in force will be the very last thing we would ever do. We are not going to do that. We will look at other cost-saving measures before we decide to. Because, you know, we believe as a board that making our classes bigger is not in the best interest of our students.
Through January 15th, the Bryan ISD website has a survey about budget priorities as officials look to reduce spending by another $3 million. The last Bryan City Council meeting of the year included approval of annual reports for five tax increment financing zones. While there was unanimous approval of this year's activity involving tax breaks and other incentives, Councilman Mike Sutherland questioned the accounting of Bryan water customers paying for 500,000 gallons a day going to Traditions Golf Course.
When we give them 500,000 gallons of water a day, that's 435,000 a year.
That's a requirement per the contract that we signed initially.
But where does it go? It's not on these books here. Somebody's got to pay for it.
Right.
Okay?
I don't think it's included in the report as something that the TERS paid for.
I know they don't pay for it because it's in the contract for them not to pay for it, but the citizens pay for it. We pay for it.
Sutherland also wants to start discussion on how millions of dollars of additional debt service will be paid for by the city in the future. Council agreed to include that as part of discussion planned next month on economic development activity in Bryan.
Be careful before investing any amount of money. That's the reminder coming out of a recent criminal case in Brazos County. Assistant District Attorney Jessica Eskew says part of this particular scam involved victims being told not to say anything.
He told our investors that they shouldn't talk about it because the homeowners association around Lake Travis would block it. And just basically convinced them to invest money in him, sort of a remodeling jobs.
Eskew's advice is to ask a lot of questions.
You can check with the Better Business Bureau. You can check with the companies they say they're associated with. But to thoroughly investigate before handing over large sums of money to anyone.
The Brazos County criminal case involved two victims being taken for a combined total of $75,000. The defendant was convicted and sent to prison. On a weekly basis, Brazos County commissioners continue to consider reimposing a burn ban, but nothing is on this week's agenda for restricting fireworks, which was in place for the 4th of July holiday. Still, William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department can't stress enough the permanent fireworks ban inside city limits.
I want everybody to please remember that fireworks are always, always, always illegal in the city of Bryan and College Station by fire code.
And Bouse says the fireworks ban inside the cities includes possession along with discharge. The family of seven people killed in a murder-suicide in Grapevine is described as loving and close.
Police think the father was dressed as Santa and was the gunman who killed six people, then himself. Terry Baum was a neighbor when the family lived in Colleyville.
It's just impossible for my brain to understand.
She said whenever she spoke with the parents, they always spoke well of their kids.
They were just really good parents. Their lives revolved around what was best for their kids.
18-year-old Allison Baum went to Colleyville Heritage High School with a teenage victim. She says the dad was friendly.
Every time he was outside, we waved to him. He waved to us. He's always smiling.
But she said the family faced some issues, including financial problems.
That was one of the issues. I don't know. There was lots of issues. It's just more than what we all know.
The father was living in their foreclosed home. Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
And the keepers of President Lyndon Johnson's legacy are embarking on an ambitious project to elevate awareness of the Democrats' enduring accomplishments in his quest for civil and social justice. The $10 million library redesign in Austin announced earlier this month is intended to give visitors a better understanding of the landmark reforms Johnson propelled through Congress. The new exhibit opening next December will feature interactive segments on the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Visitors will also participate in deliberations that led Johnson to escalate the Vietnam War. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 39 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One last look at news for the morning coming up about 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you want to get fit? Notice I didn't say lose weight, because if you get fit, of course you're going to lose weight. But if you get fit, you're going to feel better, you're going to have more energy, and it's something you can do for the rest of your life. When you get fit, you take your nutrition, your food. I didn't say diet. You take your food, you put it in sync with your workouts, and it's something you can do. Keep the pounds away, feel better every day. If you want to get fit, call my personal trainer. Call Ashley Bergen at FitU, 492-1900. 492-1900.
Folks at Texas Truck Riggins, understand it's your truck or it's your SUV. You want it to be the way you want it to be, and they can help you get there. If you've got a diesel, you may decide that now's the time to put performance chip in there. If you've got a pickup truck, maybe a headache rack or a toolbox is what you're looking for, maybe a grill guard or bumper, you can get that all done at Texas Truck Riggins, located at 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan. And one of the things that Texas Truck Riggins added a couple of years ago, which is kind of neat, is a boutique right there in the middle. So if you've got a special occasion coming up and you'd like to get something for the lady in your life, guys, then they have purses and shoes and apparel. And, of course, you can get a gift certificate if you want to do that. Now, if she drives a truck or an SUV, you may want to do a gift certificate for her vehicle. Lots of different ways for you to make the right combination. So stop in and see them and you'll know why. Texas Truck Riggins have been voted best of the Brazos for nine straight years. 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan. For your truck, your SUV, or kind of a little boutique right there in the middle for the ladies in your life. Texas Truck Riggins.
Mommy, my ear hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Don't cry. Hang on, I'll call a doctor. Oh, of course, no answer.
When you need to speak to a doctor on behalf of your child, answering machines just won't do. As a doctor, your patients want access and they need immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 per day, the friendly professional staff at Brian 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are no long-term contracts required. Brian 800 Answering Service, locally owned and operated. Call 774-4800 or click Brian800.com.
813, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
For today, our skies will be mostly sunny. We'll find temperatures during this afternoon around 60. Tonight, it's clear and around 35 to 40. Now, tomorrow, similar weather, mostly sunny skies and temperatures upper 50s to low 60s. It'll be clear during Wednesday night, not as chilly, down between 40 and 45. And it should become milder on Thursday under mostly sunny skies then, high temperature of 63 to 68 degrees. I'm Gary Best, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
So every once in a while people think, why do I listen to those guys in the morning? I mean, for what reason? To what end?
Mm-hmm.
I have a finite amount of time on Earth. Why would I burn it
That's
with
right.
them? Right?
Because it's minutes you'll never get back.
That's right. Well, we, of course, have the answer for you. Any number of things that we're going to tell you, little nuggets of news that, you know, if your coworkers are taking the day off when they get back, you can lean against the door frame of their office, if they still have one, or you can go lean on their burlap cuticle.
Cubicle. That's
and
right.
Tell them things like this.
That's
For
right.
instance, a way to save money is by making your own popcorn in a plain brown paper bag.
In the microwave?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know,
mean
does
that work?
Yeah, it will. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Boy, I don't know.
No,
I think that's fraught with disaster.
Yeah, because you got to put oil in there.
Okay. No, you don't. You don't have to. Don't you remember air popped popcorn?
Yeah, and there's a reason why nobody eats it anymore because it was awful.
Yeah, but that was air. That wasn't.
Okay,
but
you do that and you take it out and you shake a little Parmesan cheese on there, grated Parmesan. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I just like butter and salt.
I'm sorry. Orville's.
All right. Let's say that you got a lot of power cords that you need to label, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you don't want to have to go out and buy any of those things. Well, you take your Sharpie and you use your, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Plastic bread tags. You know those little plastic
I know exactly. Now, and you put them on your
right. Yeah. Like, you know, printer and you you write printer on there and you clip it to that.
Huh. And you label your extension cords? Is that
well? No, your power cords.
Just like all your power cords.
Yeah, like if you have a power cord for your computer.
Now that I can see. Yeah,
right.
Because you know usually you have a drawer full of power cords and you don't know where they go.
Doing what I can to help you.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
How are you going to write on the? You're not talking about the twist ties. You're talking about those little plastic tags.
Yeah. So if you have seven power cords, go out and buy seven loaves of bread.
Yeah, really.
No, you can do it slow.
Actually, it'd be like seven packages of hamburger buns or something like that.
Yeah, sure. That'd work too. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Now, the other day I was in the way too expensive stuff for kitchens and other parts of your house, and you know they actually have a device to hull a strawberry because after all. Don't you sit up nights going, oh, my God, I have to get up and hull strawberries. Well, we have a cheap strawberry huller for you. You use a drinking straw.
Start at
the bottom and push up, and it pushes the stem right
just
out.
Just like toothpaste.
You've hulled it. And then,
I see. Yeah, the suction just
Sucks
it right out of there.
If you have dings or scrapes on your furniture and you want them to blend in, rub a walnut over the scratches. Now, I dare you to go into the store and buy one walnut, but, you know, what the heck?
Yeah, that'll get security called on you right there.
Well, you know, you could do it
He's
during the holiday.
He's got to be stealing something.
During the holiday season, you go in, you get some walnuts, and you throw them in a bowl, and, you know.
If your furniture's walnut covered, it probably works better.
Well, I think
colored or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, as long as it's not blonde, as long as you didn't get all your furniture to Kia, this probably will work.
Well, can you rub a marshmallow on the white stuff or something?
Yeah, really.
I don't think that's the concept.
No. Okay.
And you have a handy little amplifier right inside your kitchen cabinet. If you put your iPhone or other handheld device inside a cereal or salad bowl, you automatically pump up the volume.
So you're supposed to walk around with a salad bowl jammed to your head?
No, just put it out on the counter. Yeah.
No, you're sure. Supposed to lay
or two of them would even look better.
You're supposed to lay your head down in the bowl. Golly, come on! You have to draw a picture for everybody.
No, I could see that. Yeah, because
that's why I told you. That's the reason we do this. So there are people out there going. Oh, well, yeah, I guess I could see I'd do that. Yeah.
I liked them all except the first one. Yeah.
That's why I started that. I thought that was the lamest one.
Yeah.
I know it's as close to show prep as we get, but I actually do sometimes think about that. Yeah. But I do like Chase's picture walking around with a bowl.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
No. Your phone's rattling around in there pretty soon. You're talking into the ear hole.
Oh, yeah. You're out jogging.
I'm thinking you come into a meeting. You know,
bring
in your salad bowl and set it on the table and put it on vibrate so it goes,
yeah. Put it in the middle of the table so everyone can hear it, right?
It'd be great. All right. Crystal's here this morning from the Brazos Animal Shelter after all those helpful hints. What the heck? How are you today?
I'm great.
Wonderful.
How are you?
Okay. How are we doing at the animal shelter here the last big week of the year?
Yeah. And you know, we're already up to just about 90 adoptions for the month of December.
Busy times.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm happy to say all but one of our 12 strays got adopted.
That worked pretty well.
12 strays at Christmas.
Great.
We just have one kitty left, and she's back at $50, which is the normal rate for an adult cat.
Okay.
But we're getting ready for spay-neuter rebates.
Oh, okay.
So if you have a pet, you've been like, oh, I need to get them spayed or neutered. Mm-hmm. Now is the time.
Because if you do that,
you can get a $20 rebate from the Brazos Animal Shelter.
Okay.
During the year, we sell the Brazos County tags, the licenses that you should have on your pets if you live within Brazos County. And a dollar from each of those tags goes back into spay neuter outreach.
Okay.
So one of the things we do is this $20 rebate. And we do it for a bunch of the counties. And I have all the counties listed online in case you don't.
Okay.
You miss it.
Okay.
But it's Brazos, Burleson, Grimes, Leon, Madison, Robertson, and Washington counties.
Okay, so all the counties that touch us plus Leon County kind of thing.
And the only stipulation is you have to do the surgery within the month of January 2012.
Okay.
The invoices have to get to the shelter by February 15th.
Okay.
And I'll be back to remind you.
Sure.
But if you want to qualify for that $20 rebate, that's the one thing you have to make sure you do is bring that invoice in or make sure it's mailed and we receive it by that 15th. So if you've been wanting to get your little fur babies spayed or neutered, now's the perfect time.
Absolutely. All right. So you got a couple of things going on as we head toward the end of the
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. And if you need more information or you've missed which counties you can qualify for, please check out our website, which is BrazosAnimalShelter.org. You can find us on Facebook or you can always call us at 775-5755, and we are open all week. We're just closed Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Got it. Thanks a bunch.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Visit the folks at the Animal Shelter on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Save when you shop. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Some of the best money-saving strategies of this year can keep on saving you money into the new year. SmartMoney.com has some tips for saving when you spend. Use your smartphone. A lot more retailers offer smartphone discounts now. Also, use cheap e-books, such as the ones you can electronically borrow. Clip coupons, enough said. And cut down on your video watching bill by considering losing cable and using sources such as Hulu. Later this morning, we get a report on the prices of homes that have sold in October and another look at consumer confidence for this month. The futures market's a little weak ahead of the release of that data. NASDAQ futures are up just a fraction of a point. S&P futures lower by 3 points. Weakness in overseas markets is having an effect, too. Good weekend for the movies. Films including Mission Impossible helped bring in $203 million. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Folks at Acme Glass, hope that you had a safe and happy holiday season. And if you're going to be traveling, be sure and do so carefully. Remember that Acme Glass has been around now since 1946. So when you need glass products and glass services, whether it's automotive glass or glass for commercial or residential, remember that Acme Glass is here to help you out. Had an experience, you know, in the last couple of years to need them for all of those things. Commercial glass, replacing a storefront glass door, took no time at all to get them there. They were there in a matter of hours, got it fixed, obviously a great price. But, you know, when you have glass that needs to be replaced, there's some safety concerns and also there's some security concerns. And for that very reason, Acme Glass understands and they respond quickly. How about a straight-edge mirror bevel? Would you like to have that? You can have that done at Acme Glass, up to a 2-inch straight-line mirror bevel to make that mirror look a little bit nicer. They can do that for you, again, in the shop at Acme Glass. Part of what they do, part of their service. And more people want or need to have the glass, for instance, in a vehicle or a piece of equipment installed out in the field. Sometimes because of agriculture or heavy construction has to be done out in the field. But for a convenience standpoint, for your personal vehicle, you like to have that done on site. And Acme Glass can do that for you. And they're open a half day on Saturday, which makes things more convenient for you if you've got a project going on or you need some work done on your glass for your vehicle. So for all of those reasons and more, Acme Glass, been around since 1946, making sure that your glass needs are taken care of when they need to be. Downtown Bryan and on Main Street, and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M, it's Acme Glass.
If Fido and Fluffy could talk, they'd say, "Come take me home for the holidays." And you can do that for free at the Bryan Animal Center's Home for the Holidays event, where all adoptions are free through the end of the year. We have dogs and cats of all ages and sizes ready to be invited into a good home. So come find your new best friend at 2207 Finfeather and Bryan, or check them out online at bryananimalcenter.com. For more information, call our friendly staff at 209-5260.
A24 News Talk 1620 WTA. New York Times tech writer Nick Bilton continues his one-man war on the FAA regulations that are preventing you from turning on your iPads or your Kindles or your other electronic devices while takeoff and landing in airplanes. Nick reported yesterday about just how much energy these little doodads or whatever put out, and the simple fact that it just is not enough to interfere with anything, especially not an aircraft that's well-designed. According to the lab that certifies electrical devices for the government, safety standards for those things, an airplane must be able to withstand 100 volts per meter of interference. Now, I don't know what that means, but I tell you that to say that your Amazon Kindle emits less than 0.00003 volts per meter. And again, the plane needs to withstand 100, and again, your Kindle is 0.00003 volts per meter. So, and the other thing is that having a lot of electronic devices on doesn't multiply the effect. So, in other words, a lot of people could be using their wireless devices on the airplane at that time, and it doesn't add up. Since certain other electrical devices aren't banned, like hearing aids and electric razors, none of the other justifications for the ban on portable devices seems to hold up, or at best, the rules may make sense for some reasons, like devices that could be distracting or potentially dangerous, but are inconsistent and illogically applied when it comes to this question right here. So what Nick is saying in his article, he's not arguing that there should be completely unfettered use of phones or these sorts of items in a plane, but you could use them on the airplane mode. And he says, if you'll notice, this is the government's patterned approach toward air travel, making sure that people are worried, and so as a result, the government protecting us with this cocoon of safety while we fly. We feel safer that people have to turn off their Kindles or other wireless devices during takeoff and landing. We, therefore, feel more secure because of that. Okay?
Yeah.
One more reason to know the government's out here, just taking care of us.
Texas Regional Eye Center would like to welcome Dr. William Riggs to our team. Dr. Riggs brings his years of experience and training in state-of-the-art techniques for helping you see clearly. From LASIK laser vision correction to advanced cataract surgery and the very best in general eye care, Dr. Riggs, Dr. Kaufman, Dr. Perkins, and Dr. Wetheridge are ready to provide you with excellence in eye care. Call today, 774-0498, or visit us on the web at TexasRegionalEye.com.
Last week we were talking about the Forsyth Center Galleries, which has been located in downtown Bryan on North Main Street for more than 2 years now since the MSC renovation started. Well, did you know the MSC is going to reopen this April 21st? Yep, on Muster Day. That's going to be the reopening of the brand new MSC, and that means that folks like the Forsyth Center Gallery are going to be going back home. Nan Curtis is the executive director of the Forsyth Gallery, and they're going to be closing their doors in downtown Bryan on January the 7th, getting ready for their move back to the MSC. But while they're closed downtown, they're still going to be very active, and Nan Curtis wants you to know about that.
The Forsyth, in addition to our fabulous exhibitions, we also do some really great programming. We have lectures, we have hands-on art activities for kids, we have workshops, demonstrations, and so we're going to really vamp that up, ramp that up, camp that up. We're going to do all kinds of stuff with that to really increase our level of programming between January and April 21st when we open in the renovated MSC. A lot of what we're going to be doing is going to take place at the Arts Council. Chris and I just talked about that, and we'll be at some other venues too. We're going to try and collaborate with a lot of people. So if you got some ideas too, we would love to have public opinion, public collaboration. That's what we're all about. Our website will still be up. You can still take a look at what we're doing, how we're proceeding with our move and our packing at Forsyth, Forsyth.tamu.edu, or you can call us 845-9251.
You all got to be really excited about your new digs at the MSC. I think the whole community is really anxious to see what's been going on behind all that construction and those fences for the last 3 years. Have you had a peek behind the curtain to see exactly what it's going to look like?
I have.
And?
It's a secret.
It's
no,
a
it's
secret.
It's really beautiful. We have about 6,000 square feet of exhibition space, which is about what we had before we moved out, but this exhibition space is it's parsed out a lot more logically. The rooms are bigger. We don't have the permanent installation. We don't have the permanent exhibition cases. And so we're really going to be able to be dynamic in our exhibition design, where we put the cases. We can move them around, in other words. We've got an amazing amount of wall space that we didn't have before. And then again, I mean, the MSC itself is going to be a really beautiful new structure. So, and we're going to have a really beautiful, we got some beautiful floors coming in, great exposed ceilings. So it's going to look very, very modern and cool.
Lynn McDaniel is in charge of communications for the Forsyth Gallery, and she says this is a great chance to become a friend of the Forsyth Center Gallery.
And this is a really great opportunity if you love Texas A&M University, if you love the Memorial Student Center, if you want to have a presence there and be a part of this new reopening, the Friends of the Forsyth membership program is a way to do that. So please contact us and find out more about that and how you can support the arts.
Their number 845-9251, their website forsyth.tamu.edu. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, attorneys at law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 40 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 60. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by Masterpiece Framing, your local custom picture frame shop where you and your art are treated as a masterpiece. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. As Bryan school officials look to cut an additional $3 million from the budget, laying off employees is off the table. So says Board President Maritza Hoffman after trustees amended the district's reduction in force policy to meet changes in state law.
They changed how you can do your reduction in forces, and so we have to comply even though we know we don't plan on doing any kind of drastic measure like that.
District taxpayers and parents are also invited to participate in an online survey about spending priorities. The survey is on the Bryan ISD website through January 15th. Traditions Golf Course is part of a tax increment financing zone in the city of Bryan that receives 500,000 gallons of water a day at no charge. City Councilman Mike Sutherland is at the last council meeting of the year, called on staff to account for the impact of the annual expense of $435,000.
The citizens pay for it. Somebody's got to pay for it.
The wastewater department and water department pay to deliver that water to Traditions per the contract.
So that's absorbed from the cost of operations.
For the water and sewer ratepayers.
So that needs to be shown on here some way. And coupled with the fact that we charge our people that pay on the Muni course for their water, but we don't charge the people that pay at Traditions for their water. So, you know, that's another issue for me.
Facing a year-end state deadline, the council unanimously approved annual reports for five financing zones, but a review of TERS activity will be part of an economic development workshop the council plans for early next year. A local man recently sent to jail for scamming two victims in a real estate deal for a combined $75,000, wrapped up a case reported several years ago. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Jessica Eskew says the time spent on white-collar crime is due to the paperwork that can be in the hundreds of thousands of pages.
They require us subpoenaing documents from banks ending up, you know, finding out if they have to legally comply with the subpoenas. And when they realize they do, they have to send the information to us, and then we have to go through the documents.
Eskew says if something sounds too good to be true, chances are it's a scam.
Just ask a lot of questions when investing in companies or investment opportunities, and make sure they thoroughly vet it before handing over any large sums of money to any individual.
Eskew says another red flag is when victims are told not to tell anyone about the offer, which was the case in the Brazos County criminal story. Following a partial ban on fireworks during the July 4th holidays, Brazos County commissioners have not considered that for the upcoming New Year's weekend. That's not on today's county commission agenda, but William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says it's still illegal and has been for a long time inside city limits.
And that is use or possession in the city limits of Bryan and College Station. So please don't bring any fireworks into the city, and don't be using any fireworks in the city on New Year's Eve.
County commissioners continue to place on their weekly agenda consideration of reinstituting an outdoor burn ban in unincorporated areas. An estimated 68,000 Texans have the human immunodeficiency virus that causes AIDS. That's about an 8% increase over the past 2 years. And those are according to numbers from the Texas Department of State Health Services. About 4,200 people tested positive for HIV over the past few years. The health department says about a third of those diagnosed with HIV in Texas between 2003 and 2009 got a late diagnosis, meaning they got an AIDS diagnosis within a year of their first positive HIV test. And you may want to return it, but the merchant doesn't have to accept it. And that means anyone wanting to exchange some gifts in these days after Christmas should do some homework before you head out.
It happens every year. You get a sweater that would make the dog look bad. You have no intention of wearing the thing, so you want to return it, maybe exchange it. But Jeanette Kopko of the Better Business Bureau in Dallas says retailers don't have to take it back. It's actually a store-by-store policy.
Go into the store with the point of view that, you know, the merchant sold this item, and it's up to them to set a policy whether it can be returned, whether you can get a refund, exchange, or money, how long you can bring it back.
Every year, the Better Business Bureau gets complaints about stores and exchanges, and Kopko says most of the complainers are totally unaware There's no law requiring a store to comply. LP Phillips, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 836, 41 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Masterpiece Framing. More news coming up at, more local news, that is, coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you have artwork that needs framing, there's only one place you need to think about: Masterpiece Framing. Masterpiece Framing is a locally owned custom picture frame shop serving Bryan College Station. Masterpiece offers free initial consultation and will come to your home or business and offer free written estimates. They offer unique services including etching on mats or glass and creative custom design service. Masterpiece Framing, where you and your art are treated as masterpieces. Check them out at masterpieceframingbcs.com or call 450-1920.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for The Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
837, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Our weather is not looking too bad at all for the next several days. Looks like sunshine and eventually some mild temperatures by Thursday. In the meantime, through today, we're mostly sunny and around 60 this afternoon. Upper 30s with clear skies during tonight, 57 to 62 degrees on Wednesday, and still mainly sunny. For tomorrow night, clear and mostly back in the 40s, and it's milder on Thursday, mid to upper 60s under mostly sunny skies. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. A Colorado man found $10,000 before boarding a flight in Las Vegas. Says he returned the money to the owner because he wanted to show his kids it was the right thing to do.
Good for him.
Yeah. Greenwood Village resident Mitch Gilbert told a TV station out there in Las Vegas that he found two unmarked Caesar's Palace envelopes at the airport, realized there was money inside when he arrived home. TV station made the report on Monday. Gilbert called the airport and eventually got in touch with a man from El Paso who reportedly was missing the money. Said he deposited the money in the man's bank account 2 days before Christmas. The man told the TV station he won the money gambling and dropped it while running to catch a flight. I bet he had an unhappy flight home.
Boy, don't you know it.
Oh, man.
That had to be Panic City, I am thinking. But anyhow, all's well that ends well. All right, 8:38. It's time now for our daily cultural and recent current events trivia.
I love this part
where we ask a question,
really,
and Chase and Tom get to answer. It's multiple choice.
Ah, good.
New research shows that consumers who choose venti-sized cups of coffee do so to get A, more caffeine; B, more power and status; C, more bonus points on their coffee shop discount card; or D, more frequent flyer miles. Chase.
A.
More caffeine.
I'll go with B, power and status.
Yeah, okay, that's it. It's power and status.
Really?
More power, more status.
Yeah.
new research shows it's true of people who select supersized portions of any product, not just coffee and not just food, though perhaps those would be the most noticeable. But while the study found that people who bought bigger thought it gave them greater status, it turns out the rest of us fall for the trick most of the time.
Yeah, well.
Researchers conducted six experiments to understand the relationship between portion size, status, and consumption. Part of the study included asking observers to judge a consumer on several attributes, including status, after that consumer had selected the largest option available for a set of common products like a smoothie or pizza or coffee. And the result is the participants judged other consumers as having a higher status than that consumer selecting the largest size available. Bottom line is, retail therapy is real. Consumers who feel socially insecure will purchase more food to gain status. Also get fatter faster, don't they? I'm going to buy me a double slam burger and put the ultra-sized french fries in there with it. And I ain't even going to get a Diet Coke.
because I want people to think I'm something.
So there you go. But remember, they do get fatter. They do die faster. Huh. I would have thought more caffeine, too, quite honestly. Because, I mean,
yeah, I mean, that was my first thought. Yeah. What do I know?
It's because you know how to pronounce the word Vinny. I want a Vinny. Give me a Vinny.
Yeah, really.
That's right.
So when you go to McDonald's, do you ask for a venti? I mean, you know, just to throw them off.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, why not in well?
I go to Burger King and ask for a Happy Meal.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, if you did any traveling over the holidays, top five cities where adults use MapQuest. Remember MapQuest? What a quaint little app that was. Yeah, MapQuest. Top five.
Now Google's taking it over.
Yeah, top five cities where adults used MapQuest. Number five would be Baltimore. Number four would be Washington, D.C. I can really understand that. It's a hard city to get around in. Number three is Hartford. The top two you would expect, Orlando and Las Vegas. Because probably visitors from out of town don't spend much time there. No winner in Friday night's Mega Millions lottery, just letting you know. So that drawing tonight, that's tonight, $206 million.
Did you buy another ticket?
Haven't yet, but man, I've got time.
Yeah, you do.
I got at least, 13 hours to do that. So
And when, you know, when you stop by for your two hot dogs at the convenience store, you can.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I wait until after 1 o'clock because, you know, then the buns are nice and crispy.
That's right.
Crispy, and so are the hot dogs.
Yeah. Hot dogs are all wrinkly.
No, that's good. Yeah, you get that little
chewy
crunch thing.
Yeah.
Well, they're always chewy. You don't have to worry about that. I'm hoping that they got to kind of have the cheese in the middle.
Yeah, get some tamales there.
Now you're just teasing.
Now, if I could have the hot dog with the jalapeno cheese. What is Ben eating as he walks by?
I don't know. He's walking very slowly. Like, well, I don't know.
You want to invite him in? I mean, I don't care.
It's your studio.
You could have him in your studio.
Sounds kind of awkward if
I don't have another mic. I don't want him standing right next to me.
Would you like
to
go into Scott's studio?
Probably not.
Yeah.
So you got that going for
Okay.
us. Teen volunteer organization DoSomething.org has released its annual list of celebrities who have helped charities the most. Lady Gaga tops the list for the second year in a row.
Oh, good for her.
Good old Gaga. Got to the top spot through her continuing work with the Mac AIDS Fund, as well as the start of her Born This Way Foundation, continuing support for anti-bullying legislation. Here are your top five.
Number one is
Lady Gaga. Number two is Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber gave his best friend a car. Did you see that?
Really?
I mean, like, oh, so cool. Number three is...
He'll be his friend forever.
I don't know. I just
BFF.
Yeah. I mean, the other day I saw him live, you know, for the first time.
I'd really? G. Raleigh White?
I'd never seen him sing. No.
Oh.
I mean, he's on TV.
Oh, I see.
Singing. I'd never seen him sing before. Number three is George Clooney. Number four is Will and Jada Pinkett. And number five is Leonardo DiCaprio. So there you go. Got that going for you. Because you know it's end of year time, so we have lists for everything. Here it is. His name is. I thought I had it. I don't know who Justin Bieber's best friend is. Did y'all see Betty White last night?
No, I didn't.
No, was she at G. Raleigh White?
No. I'm not going to say that Betty's jumped the shark, but there's a shark in the tank. You know, I mean, we're about to get to the point.
I hope she's careful. I don't figure she can swim very
fast. You're right. Monday Night Football last night, Betty White, seated in front of a set bedecked with Christmas trees, did the opening segment. She talked about Tebowing and what happened when she tried to get up. She couldn't, and they had to call AAA or something, or AARP. I'm not sure.
This was shtick she was doing.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Went on to discuss how hot NFL quarterbacks were, and then followed that with a brief monologue. Then she jumped out of her chair and screamed, "You can't stop the pain train, woohoo!"
This was in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
It was,
I don't know. I don't know where she was.
No,
but that's
not
it.
She,
Well, you had to know this was going to happen. A bunch of goobers get together for a little Christmas Eve partying at a house in Moline, Illinois, passing around the loaded 12-gauge shotgun.
Oh, mercy!
That went well.
Posing for pictures, and of course, the gun went off, hit one of the people in the leg. Yeah, go ahead. 18-year-old. It's the sound of Zach Inman as he's loaded into the ambulance and taken to the hospital. Underwent surgery, injuries not life-threatening. Police arrested Matthew Nazari, also 18, charged him with being stupid.
You've been charged with felony stupidity.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. That's actually 18 and charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. So it sounds like
he's off to a running start.
He's got his resume in fine shape. Glad to know that that's going on.
Yeah.
Good for him.
There went Ben again.
Ben again?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking.
Yeah, he came back the other way.
Okay.
You mean to do a tacky all page?
He's about to pass your room, I think, Chase, if you want to yell at him.
Yeah, you can stop and tackle him. Yeah, that'd be
fine.
Yeah,
that's
going
to happen. Yeah.
Looks like you're about to drop the ball. I'm listening.
My little New Year's Eve party has just tripled in size. Now I've got 20 minutes to turn 2 bottles of champagne into 3 cases.
Chill, my little case cadet. For Specs, Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods has over 10,000 fine wines and champagnes. So whether you need a bottle or a case, you'll be adding up savings as you count down the year. How goes your Auld Lang Syne now?
Specs' bountiful bubbly selection has filled all my friends' flutes with festively fizzy fermentations. Now the only drop ball is in Times Square.
You certainly put the champ in champagne. And with Specs' low prices, you'll be able to ring in the weekend all year long. You're welcome. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Hurry to Half Price Books' biggest sale of the season. The extra 20% off everything sale going on now. But it all ends Friday, so don't miss it. Find out more at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
It happens every year. We attend numerous holiday parties and enjoy great food, family, and friends, only to find ourselves with unwanted additional weight gain. Hi, I'm Terry Nelson, certified health coach with Take Shape for Life. I've helped countless people lose weight in just a few short weeks, so whether you need to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, I can help. Please call me at 492-3559 for your free Take Shape for Life consultation. That's Terry Nelson at 492-3559.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components. And we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
849, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, I got him to come into the control room because, I mean, he was shuffling slowly down the hall, looking almost forlorn.
Uh-huh.
It is a time for forlornness.
Because he was wishing that there were such a thing as a New Year's tree.
I'm just wishing there were 18 days of Christmas for my true love to give to me something bizarre.
Postmas holidays.
A postmas holiday letdown. It is pretty sad.
Yeah.
I was looking at the salespeople outboard, and best I can tell, it's if you were to buy
full,
some ads today, you're going to be talking to me or Dave Hill, buddy.
Okay.
And so it's just about the way it is. But
if you don't like the price Dave gives you, say, I want to talk to that other guy.
I want to talk to the really old guy. Actually, I started to say the old guy, and I realize Dave's older. So
if you want to get them in, all you have to do is say they can talk to me. I mean,
yeah, so that's it.
Inject some fresh blood into the water.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
our, you know, we always our tradition at Christmas time, even back when I could maintain that sort of pace, was to drive to Arkansas and see the folks and drive back and everything. Mm-hmm. We caravaned. We had all the kids, a grand puppy, and the brand-new grandbaby. Have I showed you a picture of my grandbaby?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Not today, but yes.
Yeah, and we kind of caravaned around because, as you know, Dave drove through the god-awful weather up in the Great White North, mm-hmm. Amarillo.
Yeah.
So then we decided we'd come back through Fort Worth and see Colonel Peterson and, you know, visit there for a minute or two. The 3-hour trip from Fort Worth took 5 hours. We left yesterday at 4 o'clock and pulled up on beautiful Briarcrest Drive at 9 o'clock.
Because other people had the audacity to actually travel.
To actually want to do the same thing we were doing.
Oh, it's traffic, huh?
It just stopped. It just absolutely stopped.
Hello?
Hey, it's a salesperson. I'm headed to work today.
You are kidding me. Well, it's great. It'll be good to see you.
I'm coming in at my traditional 9 o'clock. Sorry.
Oh. Okay, there we go.
Well, see, there'll be somebody else fogging the windows down there in that area of the building.
Good thing. All right. Somebody feeding the buzzards on that side of the building.
We have. Don't the buzzards are gone
now.
Yeah,
they are.
Long gone. And all that's left is a fond memory and a picture that will not get off the internet.
Anyway. Well, which is true of many things in life.
I was going to say, you know.
Yeah.
We had a lot of regrets. So.
Yeah. I had one Facebook post make it to the internet from the station party. I need to find out who that was and berate them.
Whoa, you know,
we have a big no Facebook sign on the door as they walked in. Oh. So it turned out it was a pretty calm party, though, but maybe that was why. We do have some still warm from the oven cinnamon oatmeal raisin cookies there from Blue Baker.
Oh, wonderful.
Who recognize that we're kind of Tuesday morning coming down here at the old Radio Ranch.
If you'll recall, that was my request as a cookie from Blue Baker the other day. You were kind enough to bring me a kolache. I'll wander down there in a minute.
Did you guys have a nice Christmas? I don't care. I'm just being polite.
I know you are. That's fine. We would go ahead and tell you stories, but we're not going to. So that's fine.
Yeah, mine all worked. I mean, after we got home, before we opened presents last night, after being on the road for 5 hours, it involved drinking. You know,
I understand. That's easy to do.
Boy.
What a
brutal drive back.
Well, and consider at least you had a car that had comfortable seats.
You know.
There are a lot of people who didn't. And
am I missing something? Is there a story here?
Not for me.
A show prep item I read last week that you unveiled today? What?
See how it is.
Okay, look, I drove from Arkansas to Fort Worth, stopped in that parking lot that they had at Hillsboro yesterday for 2 hours, and then drove on in. I'm just tired.
North Carolina couple claims that they were kicked off a holiday flight because they have too many chillin.
Really?
Well,
did they have them on the flight, or did they
check? Yeah, really, did you?
Or was this just a judge?
Check the babysitter.
Shouldn't the Duggars have their own airline by now?
I think this, yes, they should. How many kids do the Duggars have?
21, I think.
21, I think, that's right, yeah.
How many?
Because sadly, she miscarried.
Right. Uh-huh. I understand, but 21, that's, wow.
Yep.
That's six across. That's rows 4, 5, I mean, 7, 8, and 9, everybody.
Yeah, and if you're doing baby jets, we're talking row upon row.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, Jason and Kathy Fikes bought 3 tickets aboard a U.S. Airways flight to Chicago.
So far, so good.
Yep. Airline officials say they showed up with 5 passengers that tried to squeeze them into 3 seats.
Oops. I take it these were not infants in lap. Yeah.
Kathy says, we were going to have one of the twins sit on my 3-year-old lap, and my husband going to reach over and grab the other 2 remaining children.
Yeah.
Don't travel a lot, do they?
No, I don't think so. They were ultimately removed from the flight, but not before causing the flight, of course, to be delayed 45 minutes, because, once again, it's all about them.
They had to pitch a fit.
Yeah, they did. Why can't we do that? We can fit in here, pull that armrest up, and we're all just going to use it.
We all rode in the pickup up here.
That's right.
It's like that idiot, though, that you were quoting a moment ago about, volts per meter.
The electronic devices.
I appreciate the fact that planes are designed to withstand 100 volts per meter or whatever it is, but that's if it gets struck by lightning.
Yeah.
I will feel good about people next to me having their iPhone on the day that I could sit down at my computer with my iPhone and it doesn't go.
We're doing a broadcast and we can hear that in the microphone.
I know. So what is this guy talking about? He's saying, da 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 da. Granted, it does not burn a wire in half when it's on. It doesn't cause a wire to suddenly smoke and the plane to drop. But and the other thing that's just completely against the laws of physics is what he says, it's not additive.
Right, that's what he said.
Oh, boy.
The guy's Nick Bilton. He's the tech writer.
I'm sure he's a genius, and maybe it was just taken out of context. But, no, that's that is wrong.
Yes, there's a reason they do.
Anybody who deals with towers knows that everybody thinks that, well, now if you got a TV station and a radio station, you got to use these calculations.
He says having multiple electrical devices does not multiply the effect. The amount of interference is the same whether it's one device or a thousand.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, as we all know, you know, if you...
We'll pull the whole story up for you. We've all heard it. Yes, we have. Exactly. There we are. All right, it's Electronic Sounds made by our general manager, Ben Nell.
And I'm good at it.
At Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a three-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Messina Hoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the 4-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messina Hoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale, or celebrate with your friends at the Messina Hoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to MessinaHoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messina Hoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to MessinaHoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
Over the holidays, when you're traveling from house to house, spending time with all your loved ones, gather up all of the videos, home movies, and pictures, and bring them to 2Video. 2Video can bring them to life by putting them on DVD. 2Video can transfer all film and video formats, including consumer high definition, slides, and photos, into a cherished one-of-a-kind DVD. And it's all done locally. For more information, visit 2Video.ws. That's the number 2Video.ws. Or call 979-690-8880. That's 690-8880. 2Video.
Aggie fans, Texas A&M Basketball presents Holiday Hoops again this year. All men's games between now and December 29th. All women's basketball games between now and January 8th. You get in for $5 per person. $5 tickets. It's Holiday Hoops at Reed Arena. The men through December 29th. The women through January the 8th. Holiday Hoops. Come enjoy some Aggie basketball at Reed.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, 59 for a high temperature today, but by the end of the week, we're going to be talking 72 degrees.
I mean,
it's going to be pretty nice. So, if you like Cirque du Soleil, and a lot of people do, finally has a permanent home in Los Angeles. It's called Iris, A Journey Through the World of Cinema, and its home is the Kodak Theater in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Which is where they also do the Academy Awards.
Exactly, exactly.
Anyway, they're going to be on hiatus for a little while, mm-hmm. and when the Academy Awards are over, then they'll go back in there. But it's, you know, it's Cirque du Soleil, which is, you know, some people like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What's not to like?
Okay. We got a minute.
They got like 10 theaters showing their stuff in Las Vegas, and they need to have a permanent home.
Well, because, I mean, look, Vegas is an hour away by jet. They